Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Faber, who is one of the top analysts that you see on international television, Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, out there breaking down what's happening in the world. He's saying the banks and the governments have engineered this crisis, that we're going to probably have hyperinflation coming up in the future. This will be his maiden voyage visit with us today. So that is coming up in the third hour today as he joins us from Asia. So we certainly look forward to the gloom, boom, doom report from Thailand joining us coming up as he watches predominantly the Asian markets. Bob Chapman's going to be popping in for about 30 minutes with his amazing report that we gleaned a lot of key information from. Also, Harry Schultz, another great analyst with a proven track record of very accurate predictions and analysis and inside knowledge. And Chapman saying he's confirming what Schultz is saying, that this is being set up. Not that it's going to happen, but that they're preparing for it to happen. A bank run, a bank holiday, a dumping of the dollar globally in September. And these are not your conspiracy theory boobies that we tend to see a lot of times out there just making up wild predictions. If Bob Chapman and Harry Schultz and others are saying that there's a serious chance of this happening, look out, ladies and gentlemen. So that's coming up later in the transmission as well. Of course, I should tell everybody the day. For posterity, it is the 23rd day of June on this Tuesday edition. The 23rd day of June, 2009. Here on this beautiful sunny Tuesday, 100 plus degrees already in the morning in Austin, Texas, transmitting out across the United States on a growing list of wonderful, fabulous, courageous AM and FM affiliates, both commercial and micro. Some of the clandestine people out there want to tip our hats to you here in the rebellion against the New World Order, the global corporate takeover. But also a lot of big AM and FM stations picking up the show. Very, very thankful for that. Simulcasting on the big blowtorch, WWCR. 8 hours a day. 4 hours during the day and then retransmitted at night. 9 p.m. Central to 1 a.m. Central. Into the wee hours of the morning. And XM takes the Friday show, re-airs it Saturday, 4 hours. Hey, it's not chop liver. That's good. We'll take what we can get, and they're kind of putting their toe in the lake to see if we are a Stygian swamp or a Icelandic sea. But got that going on. Number one on Shoutcast, not just number one in talk radio, but number one routinely overall for all categories in internet talk radio. Number one on Flycast. Number one on just hundreds of charts, all thanks to you, the listeners, spreading the word. And basically, I'm your Patriot probe droid, fired into the deeper reaches of the enemy's system as I transmit back valuable data to our larger fleet of freedom fighters, ragtag bands, engaging the enemy across the political paradigm, shattering their false political system, unlocking minds, dispensing red pills by the millions every month, blasting the New World Order into wreckage in the info war. Unstoppable force. The moment you realize you are made in the image of the creator of the universe, that we are creators on this planet, and that we can change our destinies if we take our destinies up in our hands. Huge news, tons of vital information. Straight ahead, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Ignatius Piazza is joining us as well. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome well into the second segment now of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Let me just, for stations that just joined us, mention one more time some of the guests we're going to have on the show today. We're going to have Mr. Mark Farber on to talk about what's happening with the economy. Joining us from Thailand. We're also going to have Bob Chapman popping in. He normally comes on Fridays. He will still be here for his Friday visit. There's been some big developments on the financial front. I want to get his take on it right now. And Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the head of FrontSight, I wanted to get him on to talk about 15, 20 minutes about how we get the Second Amendment culture back in the United States and get his view on the flotilla. It's more than 20 bills introduced, racing through the House, to ban any guns they want. The president or his designates can just ban any guns they want. No judge, no jury, just whole firearms ban, including whole classes. And they've got bills. Well, you know about the bills, but we're going to ask him about those and get his take on it, because he has a lot of police and military that go through FrontSight And I also want to get his view on that as well. If they're going to go along with this, because we have Kentucky training manuals, Virginia training manuals, Missouri training manuals. We have the federally written master training manual saying veterans are the number one threat, along with gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, people that believe in a second coming of Christ. Everybody, basically, atheists, people that are idealistic, it says, or who have strong beliefs, people that are for animal rights, environmentalism. I mean, it's just literally anybody and everybody. So that is coming up as well today after Bob Chapman joins us. Okay, let me go over the important news stacks I have in front of me. We're going to cover this coming up in T-minus 50 minutes with Bob Chapman. Bankster holiday planned for September. Key story fired out last night by Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com. We hope everybody sees this because this is coming from good sources. Now, I want to be clear before the media in September comes back and misrepresents what Bob Chapman's saying, what Harry Schultz is saying of the International Investment, Financial, Economic, Geopolitical Newsletter, named Newsletter of the Year by Peter Brimlow of the Market Watch, 2005-2008. Ron Paul says it's one of his favorite places for analysis. The issue is he's saying this as well. We're getting him on tomorrow. And Bob's talked to his contacts, and this is definitely an order that went out. So just because they take the safety off and put the financial gun to our head doesn't mean they're going to pull the trigger. We're just saying that good sources confirm this is being planned. Planned. Bob Chapman's influential international forecaster is reporting on the possibility of a so-called bank holiday planned for late August or early September, according to Chapman's source. U.S. embassies around the world are selling dollars and stockpiling money from respected countries where they operate. Some U.S. embassies worldwide are being advised to purchase massive amounts of local currencies, writes Harry Schultz, enough to last them a year. Schultz publishes in the Harry Schultz Letter, International Investment, Financial, Economic, and Geopolitical Newsletter, named as Newsletter of the Year by Peter Brimlow of MarketWatch, 2005-2008. Schultz believes the global elite are in the process of engineering an FDR-style bank holiday of undetermined length in order to sort out the bank mess. That means panic everybody right during September, October to pass the, quote, Federal Reserve reorganization. See, that's perfect timing. And, of course, I'm elaborating on this, and I'm going to get back to the article. That is perfect timing. Because, remember, they engineered the crisis in October of last year, 9 months ago, 8 months ago, and said, give us unlimited financial control and power. Give us total anonymity, secrecy, no audits, no agency can investigate us. Nobody can look. It's unlimited trillions. If we wanted to take $100 trillion of taxpayer money, we could. That'd be putting each American in $1.5 million of debt. But they've already got it up $200,000 the last 8 months. Why not? You know, not counting the other $100,000 you already owed in taxes, just on the debt. That's on top of what you pay yearly. Just in interest to the bankers that we're giving the money to the bankers, and then we pay interest to them for giving it to them. I mean, that's a good deal if you can get it, huh? And so they said, do what we say or there'll be a massive depression. And they stopped the bailout of the stock market, the plunge protection team, the president's working group on markets. They stopped dumping money in that week. They're always propping it up, always insider trading for themselves. It's a casino they've got rigged. They use your money to go gamble in a rigged casino. They can't lose. They run it, and they go gamble in it with your money. And then there's all the smucks and suckers that go in and play in that casino with the sharks. What idiots. Anyways, the issue here is it's the exact same profile This makes perfect sense, and it's confirmed by people that don't play games and don't put out this info. Now, this could be embassy people feeding them bad info, but this is coming from embassies. And I got a few contacts as well. We got our feelers out to trouble confirm this. Our antennae are up. And so this follows the perfect pattern of how they'll get a bunch of hysteria going, shut down some banks, grab a bunch of other banks and insurance companies that are healthy but use regulators to do it. And then they come out and say, we've got to have unlimited power over the economy, as this new bill says. We've got to be able to seize any business, any corporation, or the economy is going to die. We're going to have a depression. And they'll get 1,000-to-1 phone calls in Congress against it. The polls will say 98-99% against it, just like it was in the last one. But Congress will say, we got to do this or the economy's going to die. And then the public will become outraged, and the Congress will say, okay, we'll do what you want, and then they'll turn the economy off and say the bank runs were caused by people that don't want a Federal Reserve dictatorship. And then the media will say, oh, now the public's for it, which they won't be, but they'll say, now the public doesn't like it, but they realize it's got to happen, and now the Federal Reserve owns and rules America, and they're going to have to take some public lands and roads and infrastructure and give it to the investors. But don't worry, if you just follow orders, they'll fix the economy, they'll get you working again. And then another 6 months, a year down the road, it'll be you all work for the federal government now, but through private corporations under federal control, and you've got to have this ID card in proper order, and we need to be able to have a job, and we need the illegal aliens to help get America going. They're all legalized, and anybody criticizing the market is going to be arrested. They're already talking about that. Because anybody criticizing the Federal Reserve, you're the ones that caused this. If you would have just done everything they said, they wouldn't have had to become dictators. Okay, and Northcom wouldn't have to be on the streets. All right. Okay. And all the yuppies will chatter and get their newspapers out when they're at the bar and talk and agree with the experts on TV, and they'll all line up and do what they're told. And that's how the raping, that's how it is to be a nation of crack whore, drug addict, brain damaged prostitutes. That's basically what we are. We're just a totally drugged out, cigarette burns all over us, mindlessly gibbering, watching Saturday morning cartoons, laying in a flea bag hotel with stains all over the carpet, and just the lowest of the low Johns of the world lined up for $5 to have their way with us. We're just covered with slime. And we just watch the TV gibbering and drooling. We don't have any front teeth. And the Federal Reserve just comes in with a nightstick if we ever argue and just beats us in the head. That's who we are. That really is who we are. We're a drugged out prostitute who weighs about 90 pounds with cigarette burns all over with clumps of hair falling out. A crack whore right on the end, right on the edge, be dead soon, be taken out and thrown in a river. And nobody in the world will care. Because after all, we were that crack whore. We were that arrogant, evil country. Sucked dry, totally imploded. And I'm sorry to use analogies like that, but that's what we are. A toothless crack whore with crust all over our eyes. We were once a beautiful 18-year-old woman who ran away from home, ran away from the church, ran away from goodness. We were going to live on the streets. We were going to make it big in Hollywood. And now we're a crack whore with our hair falling out. We still love the pimp and the drugs he gives us. We worship the pimp. We love him. We kiss his boots. That's who we are. We worship the police. We worship the prisons. We worship the sodium fluoride in the water. We worship our kids dying of cancer being injected. That's who we are. Can we crawl out? Can we make it to a hospital? Could we ever get our soul back? Probably not. The brain's too fried. But see, we're not just one person. We're not just one crack whore. This crack whore symbolizes the body politic which those of us that aren't crack whores and slaves still live in. Then you find out the whole world is a cigarette burn crack whore.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Good old Jimmy Vaughn. God bless him.
I look at you. If I made a pass at you, or would you say that we were through? Oh, you. I look at you. Oh, treat yourself right.
You know, Jimmy Vaughn's a real class act. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. knows his wife, Robin. I want to say hi to those folks out there. Okay, so coming up is Bob Chapman on the bank holiday. Hope you enjoy that. Because to simplify it, the bankers are going to continue making us descend into record unemployment. Every major economist we have on who are even mainline say it's really at 20%+. Every week we have different ones on, same thing. Over 20%, not 10% like the media is saying. And it's going to be 25% by the end of the year and 30% in the middle of next year. 30%. 24% is depression era. Okay. And people were self-sufficient during the Great Depression. 90% of the country was rural. And the vast majority of them were self-sufficient. You still had some of the people that were rural were townies. They lived in a little town and weren't completely self-sufficient, but their neighbors were, their cousins were. So you had probably 75-80% of people that were self-sufficient, 90% living in the country. Now it's 89% live in the city. It was 92, but there's been kind of a flight to the country. The media always implies that's racist. No, I know a lot of blacks and Mexicans and Asians moving to the country. They don't like the crime, the pollution. Country living is great. Wanted to have the song go. Green acres is the place for me. Farm a living is the life for me. Dun, 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 dun. In fact, hey, let's go out with that. Pull up Green Acres theme song for me. Oh, man. Wish I could move to New Zealand or Australia, but they fell to tyranny before we did. There's nowhere to run. Can't go to Costa Rica. I got a lady who works for me after college, went to Costa Rica. She says now it's crime-ridden. Everybody gets broken into. People are now being robbed at gunpoint. It's like worse than New York City now in many areas of Costa Rica. It's collapsing. Everything's collapsing. And they're going to say, hey, you know what? You just let the Federal Reserve run everything. You let the Federal Reserve take over the entire society. You let the Federal Reserve run your life. You let the feds grab all the water supplies and claim jurisdiction over any property that has one drop of water on it, including rainwater, aquifers, or wells. And we'll turn the money supply back on. And why should they? We never rebel. We never stand up. They're just going to then after that, 6 months, a year later, have a new solution to the deeper crisis they've made. So that's why when I read that Bob Chapman, Harry Schultz, and many others have got very good contacts and have been proven right about 95% of the time, just like me. We're not, nobody's perfect, except the good Lord. They are considering doing this. And I saw this last night and made some calls to folks I know that have worked for the State Department, and they're making calls to confirm this. In fact, I just thought of another person to confirm this. Go get Wayne Madsen's number. Call him right now and ask him if he can call some embassies and see if this is true. I mean, I know two different embassies told these guys this, but I want more confirmation. Because see, if it's disinfo being leaked by the government, which is very rare, and it gets into why would they put out disinfo of bank runs? Why would they put that out? They don't want people to know they're getting ready for that if they are. And then it doesn't follow the logic, but it could be disinfo. Some other reason for that, and that's a long extrapolation I'm not going to get into here. Plus, with one of these sources, this is somebody they say they trust and have gotten good info from in the past, but that's still not 100%. But if we can confirm through some other people, I just thought of Madsen. He's got a bunch of State Department contacts. I just sent two reporters there to get some breaking news from him behind the scenes in D.C. All right, so we're going to be watching that. I got a bunch of other news coming up. Goldman Sachs, record bonuses off your tax money. If you don't like it, the SWAT teams are ready to eat their guts and ask for seconds. So get ready. This is piracy big time. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network, the last ditch defense of the Republic as it burns to the ground in front of all of us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Incredible success against the enemy, the offshore crime syndicate that seized the United States publicly. It's now all public. Offshore banks rule us. It's illegitimate. It's criminal. It must be repulsed. That's why these criminals are in the controlled media saying anyone that's against the Federal Reserve, anyone that's against unlimited looting by offshore criminal banks, anyone that wants to audit the Fed is a terrorist. No, you're the terrorist that have been staging most of the terror attacks and funding terror groups on record. And we're going to bring you to justice. We're committed. That's the end of it. And just keep making things worse and worse, thinking you're going to get total control and that you're going to pose as the savior. It isn't going to work. We're going to run you to ground. We're going to defeat you. Bottom line. And the more people begin to realize that, the better chance we got of beating these people. But coming up with Bob Chapman, we're going to break that down. Then we've got Dr. Ignatius Piazza joining me, coming up to get into the Second Amendment and how that's under attack and all these bills. And then I'm going to have another financial guest on as well, and probably Madsen popping in. I want to get his take on this headline, Bankster Holiday Planned for September. Infowars.com, Kurt Nemo. I've got to get this out to everybody. By exposing this, it may back them off from doing it, because what we report on now ends up getting into the mainstream media on average about 6-7 days later. couple news cycles later. Now, they'll put their spin on it. And it'll be like, oh, yes, well, there is some talk. But embassies are just getting ready in case the Fed has to do it. Oh, the Congress won't give us dictatorial power. Well, we'll just shut all the banks down. Hell, we'll just bring everything to a halt. We'll just put a gun to your head financially. If we're preemptively exposing these people, they may back off. On March 5th, 1933, in the depths of the banker-engineer Great Depression, newly elected Franklin Roosevelt declared a bank holiday that forced banks closed for 4 days. Roosevelt then rammed the Emergency Banking Act through the legislature. See, it's the same playbook. That's what they want, is this emergency regulatory overhaul to give the Federal Reserve unlimited power. Right now, they have unlimited power to steal all the money they want out of the Treasury. But this is power over every bank, every insurance company, every hot dog stand, every swimming pool, every construction company, every brokerage firm, everything. And they go to stop the corrupt banks. It's a consortium holding company for the bastards doing all this. It's like a fox showing up and going, hire me to watch for foxes. I'll keep those plump hens safe. They look so delicious. I mean, I'll keep them safe and trust me. And then the weasel gets up on TV, the fox gets up on TV with a bunch of weasels as his enforcers and says, the guard dog is Al-Qaeda. The guard dog over there needs to be chained up and muzzled. He keeps barking at night. He's the one killing the hens. It's the guard dog, not us. In fact, we suggest that the dog be euthanized or at least given away. He's causing, of course, it's the guard dog trying to stop the weasels, trying to stop the foxes. It doesn't matter. They're saying those conservative gun owners, those veterans, those people that criticize the Fed, the army's watching them. You know, that's public. And good, because they're dangerous. They're dangerous. They need to be watched, said the fox, his weasels all nodding in agreement, heads bobbing, eyes glinting. That's what they're saying. Arrest! Arrest the guard dog! Seize him! He did it! And the hens are even nodding in approval. Yes, yes, he's the one. Get rid of him, Mr. Weasel, Mr. Fox. And they go, yes, and they're patting the hen. The weasel and the foxes are patting the hens lovingly. Yes, he'll be gone soon, and then we can be together. So let me read this again. On March 5th, 1933, in the depths of the banker-engineer Great Depression, newly elected Franklin Delano Roosevelt declared a bank holiday, the War Powers Act, that forced banks closed for 4 days. Roosevelt then rammed through the Emergency Bank Act through the legislature. Passed by Congress on March 9th, the act granted FDR near dictatorial control. Didn't leave office till he died. He was a dictator. Over the dealings of the banks, it also allowed the Secretary of the Treasury the power to compel every person in business in the country to relinquish their gold and accept paper currency in exchange. And what does the new Bank Act say? Gold? Textile mills? 7-Elevens? Gas stations? Computer stores? Credit unions? Marinas? Golf courses? Chocolate factories? It doesn't matter. Auto body shops, factories, fabs, everything. Docks, roads, dams, reservoirs, everything. Total financial dictatorship. They're doing it again and posing as our saviors while they do it. Oh, no, the powerful offshore banks that already control the planet's financial system, they don't want military and physical control. Banks would never bankrupt the economy to repossess land, though it's in all their handbooks. And they would certainly never do it for absolute financial global dictatorship, even though they're in Time Magazine, Newsweek, Financial Times of London, and hundreds of other publications saying they need a world financial dictatorship for your own good, of course. Of course. And they're going to make it all better because they want you to have a happy life and They want you to have lots of children and live in a nice house and have lots of vacation time. All their official Pentagon documents say they want to break the family up and euthanize you and sterilize people, and they're caught in the media again doing it today in the London Guardian. But let's just trust these people. They only funded Lenin, Stalin, Mao, Hitler, Pol Pot, and everybody else. They're only ruthless and see us as animals and have not just no compulsion against killing us. It's their religion. They enjoy it. Let's just trust them. It's good to have cameras in the school bathrooms and on the street corners and have the police wearing black masks. That's good. It's good to be thumbprinting at libraries and businesses and grocery stores and to get and to clock in at work and at tanning salons and everywhere else. It's normal. It's good to have face scanning cameras going up everywhere. It's good to be tracked with license plate reading software. It's good that for 36 years at birth, they took your blood secretly and put it in a DNA eugenics database for bioweapon development, race specific, and now have declassified it. I told you 12 years ago, now it's mainstream news. It's all good. It's a trusting government. It's a loving government. It's a legitimate government. It's a good government of offshore bankers, and they're going to help everybody. They're going to love you real good and just pet you and pat you on the head. Like a lovingly grandfather. That's what Bernanke is and Greenspan. It's normal to have them on TV saying they're a private bank above the law and no one can touch them or investigate them. That's completely normal. It's completely normal to have police all over the country now just robbing people on the side of the road, grabbing their cash out of their wallets, like Mexico or North Korea. Oh, help us. Help us, God. Here we are, now inside the final phases of the New World Order takeover. All the preparations, all the setting of the table. You know, they were slicing up the potatoes and marinating the steak, and they were boiling the artichokes and slicing up the squash and making a big salad. You know, that's making the salads, breaking up the family, CPS and the kids, slicing up the potatoes, shipping in heroin and cocaine, and then putting the idiots in prison when they use it, and building private prisons everywhere. The steak is the vaccines and the mercury and the cancer viruses and the fluoride, the killing you. That's the real enjoyment on the table. You. The butter. The butters, the IRS, seizing people's houses who've even paid the fake money the fellow deserved. The rolls, the bread. The bread is the tasering and the torturing and the death and the corruption and the destruction of the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And they baked the bread and they seared the steak and put a scald on it, delicious flavor. And now they're sitting down. And they're starting to bite into that bread, and they're starting to slice into that steak. They're just getting started on a long 7-course meal. But they want to eat it while it's hot. They're not going to take their time anymore. They took their time making the meal. They took their time making the dinner. And they got big goblets of red wine, the blood of the innocents. That's their favorite part, along with the steak, is the blood of the innocents, all those abortions. 50 million of them, and it's going to grow. It's going to be even better. So they're just now guzzling big goblets of red wine. Oh, it's warm in their stomach, that blood of the children. Oh, the steak. The steak seared on the outside, but bloody red and pulp on the inside. It's good to them. It's good to be predators. It's good to feast on man flesh. And the corn, biting into that big corn on the cob, taking people's dreams, taking people's hopes. They love the poverty. They love the lack of hope, the lack of, and over it all, the table itself is the television set, and the plates, and the utensils. It's the device of mind control, the device of programming, the device that brought this country to its knees so it could be feasted upon by the parasites of hell. Bankster holiday planned for September, coming up in 15 minutes with Bob Chapman. You know, I said I'd get to this last week, and I didn't. And I can't find the article Paul Watson, or was it Steve Watson, wrote about it, about the Wall Street Journal. I like the background he gives. It's called "It's Time to Cool the Planet." Cutting greenhouse gases is no longer enough to deal with global warming, says top scientist. He argues that we also had to do something more direct. Chemtrailing. And then Discovery Channel's got pieces where they need to build dome cities or the global warming's going to kill us. Just total panicking lying to drive us into their arms so their neo-feudal government agencies and Green Corps brigades of felons, New York Times last week, they're hiring felons en masse. New York Times. This is really happening. And they're brainwashing your kids and turning them against you. New York Times also reported on that, how the 7-year-old bosses mommy around. And she says, "I love my daughter bossing me around. She writes me tickets." It was actually about, they mentioned another mother in the article. I'm combining two. That was in the London Guardian article about in England, the kids write their parents tickets by the time they're 11 or 12. And then write dossiers on the mama takes a hot bath, bad carbon footprint. The teachers are now drilling them on turning mommy and daddy in and how they're heroes. Oh, I can't even take it anymore. It's just too incredible. It's too over the top. I mean, just hardcore, raging, classical corruption, science fiction nightmare. That's how Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, I've been describing it like that for over a decade, and that's how he describes it now, is it's like a science fiction dystopia. That if you wrote a book this insane, this crazy, this wild 20 years ago, people would throw it down saying this is too far-fetched. But you know what's so interesting about it? They're overkilling the grid, building the massive military grid, the control grid, the dehumanization grid, the brainwashing grid around us, overkilling it. But not moving overtly, massively in a physical fashion against everybody. They're doing it in an asymmetrical, low-intensity way with excuses. They know they approach you and say, "Oh, I'm taking your kid because the neighbor said they saw him play in the backyard alone." You'll kind of still feel like it's the authorities and let your kid disappear into their clutches. Or if your kid's been late to class, they put your kid on probation, no judge, no jury. They just call you in and say, "Sign this or I'm going to take your kid." And the person waives their rights and signs it. It's all contract fraud. Now your kid's in the system. And so now they can white glove inspect them and take their rights forever. It's a seduction. It's a induction. It's a schmoozing into the tyranny. It's an easing in. It's like breaking a horse. First, you get it dependent. One way to break a horse, wild horse, you got a pen. It's got grain in it every day. First, the younger, stupider horses, the less experienced. They're not even stupid, they're ignorant. They go in, they start eating the grain. Finally, the older ones start going in, the Mustangs start eating the grain. And the water. Then you close the gate while they're in there. Then you get them used to you walking around them for a few days, feeding them. And then you find those that are less skittish and scared, and you learn to put a bridle on them, and then after they're used to the bridle for a few days and being fed after you put the bridle on them, you try to put a saddle on them, and then you get on them, and they try to throw you off, but then they learn that they don't get hurt when you do it, and then they get fed afterwards. And that's how they got you on welfare. That's how they got us all dependent. That's how they got us used to taking orders and filling out the forms they give us and waiving our rights to the Fourth Amendment and doing what we're told. No, you'll answer the census and tell us how many guns you got and how much money you make. Well, now let us in your house. Oh, you'll let us ask your kids about what's in your medicine cabinet. We'll just have the kids fill out weekly reports on everything you're doing. Oh, you'll put up with that. Hell, we'll tell the kids to bring cameras home and spy on you. You notice how all the toys they push on kids are how to be a spy and how to spy on your parents and the TV ads. It's all so much fun. This is really sick. They're using your children's hunting instincts and misappropriating them, misdirecting them into spying on you, a predatory activity against you. If you look at the sociology, the anthropology, the psychology. So they're easing you into this kill grid. And listen, cops, military, break your conditioning right now. There's no time to suck thumbs anymore. There's no time to say, "Oh, this guy goes too far." You know, it's all true. You've seen enough of what I'm talking about yourself to know what's really going on. And you're with us whether you know it or not. You know, this is something important I don't point out enough here. You may, in your brainwashed state, yuppies that think you're part of the system, think you're part of the ruling elite and that you're part of conning everybody. You're not. You're with us, too. And cops who've kind of rationalized what you're doing and you're not really bad people. And you do a lot of good, but you also do some bad. And you think you're going to be protected because you're with the system. Think again. You're not. You get the short straw, buddy. And the bureaucrats and the sociologists and the psychologists that feel like they're part of the establishment over everybody. And, well, yes, they're manipulating us, but only for our greater good. This isn't for our greater good, chumps. Destroying humanity's vision, poisoning us, dumbing us down so you can control the future. You don't control the future. You're being used too. So break your conditioning. I'll come back and into the other news. Bob Chapman coming up. Your phone calls as well. A lot of big guests today. Stay with us on this Tuesday edition.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the bailout group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the bailout group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the bailout group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The bailout group.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Here we come now, baby. Going live in T-minus 6 minutes at PrisonPlanet.tv for a full 3 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say I can't counter all the lies anymore, just everything Obama says is a lie or a distortion, I walk out during the break. They got him on TV. He gives like 5 press conferences a day because they're ending America right now. He's got to use his power before it dissipates. They cold-bloodedly have admitted they know he's going to be unpopular. Joe Biden said that. His approval rating's already dropped really 30 points. Was it 80-something? Now it's at 50-something. They're probably going to stage terror attacks to get that number back up so he can pose and say, look, I'm going to take good care of you. Al-Qaeda hit you and hit you hard. I got to take your rights, though, and I got to let the bankers run your life, but I love you. I'm Barack Obama. You can really trust me. But that's the point. He's lied about everything he ever said he'd do, and everything that comes out of his mouth is a lie. The CIA and the White House under Bush and under Obama are on record that they're trying to overthrow Ahmadinejad and the Mullahs, that they're trying to cause a color revolution there, and that they've been funding the student groups to riot. And we posted mainstream White House press releases admitting this. I walk out during the break, and there is Obama out of his mouth saying, there's a lot of people saying that the CIA is doing this and that we're involved. That's ridiculous. I mean, who would come up with something like that? That's a conspiracy theory and a complete lie. We're not involved in Iran in any way. I mean, this is the most insane level of bull. And the Shah son that was part of the 53 coup, he's now out running around crying on TV, fake crying like Glenn Beck does. I got video of that coming up later, him having stuff put in his eyes to fake cry on TV. Man, there's no end to this fakeness. It's just unbelievable. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you're for attacking Iran or not, just be honest. The CIA and MI6 are on record there funding this whole thing. By the way, this Moussaoui character, he is admitted one of the most vicious people ever in the regime. When he was foreign minister, on record, he worked with the CIA. He was involved in Iran-Contra, and then he was in Beirut bombing the barracks. It's on record. He's the guy that did all that. So, of course, the CIA loves him. You see, clearly that regime had some CIA connections when they first had the coup over the Shah. It appears it was an attempt to destabilize the Shah and then beat down the Islamic Revolution and the Islamos, then betrayed the globalists in their deal. Because that's what this is all about. The Iranians, the Persians invented chess. And that's historical record that went on. And so they have been so angry at this group ever since that is really legitimately against the New World Order. The evidence shows that. And they want this guy out of there. And, I mean, to have Israel on TV, Benjamin Netanyahu saying he's not involved, the Mossad chief has gone so far to say they want Ahmadinejad to stay in power. Ladies and gentlemen, that is absolute, complete bull. Okay? I'm going to talk more about it with Bob Chapman coming up at the bank holiday, but this is really getting ridiculous. By the way, in the minute we've got left in this hour, I keep forgetting to plug this. You know, Reflections and Warnings, the 95-minute film that's got me updating the latest banking takeover, New World Order activity. A lot of the interview I did with Aaron Russo right before he died that was never released. I released a lot of it for free on the web. It's all now on DVD in high quality. Nick Rockefeller saying they plan to stage 9/11 or 9/11 style attack. It's all in this presentation. I wouldn't call it a film or documentary, but it's got a lot of documentary facets to it. This is free at Infowars.com on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart when you get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement for half price. That's right. I got deals where you can get my other films for half price and this for free because I just want these DVDs out there. I want you to get them, make copies, show them to people. And Reflections and Warnings, I did this because I liked Aaron Russo and I thought he had important info. And I think, you know, he said this 2 years ago, right before he died, and it has a lot of pertinence today. So this, you need to have this in your collection. Reflections and Warnings, get it free at Infowars.com or ask about the way to get it free by calling 888-253-3139. I'll give you the address later. We don't have time to get that out now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've now knocked out of the park the first hour of this June 23rd, 2009 Tuesday edition. We now have 3 hours spanning out before us, simulcasting with syndicated radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you for your support being PrisonPlanet.tv members. Let me tell you about who's coming up in 30 minutes. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, talking about all the anti-Second Amendment bills introduced that are the greatest draconian victim disarmament ever seen. Mark Faber joining us, top market analyst, saying we're going into hyperinflation. Joining us from Thailand, coming up in 1 hour. And then I'm going to get Wayne Madsen to pop in to get his take, because he's got a lot of State Department contacts. We've got him calling some of them. Not that I don't believe Bob Chapman and Harry Schultz, who have both been proven to have really good contacts and need to be listened to. I'm just getting further vetting on this, because this is a big story, as Bob is out there ferreting out more as well. Of course, Bob worked in the Foreign Service and in intelligence against the Russians and worked all over the world, South Africa, Germany. So he can speak to this. I have contacts outside Madsen and others ferreting out if this is happening at their embassies. It's confirmed this is going on. Some embassies are saying get ready for bank shutdowns, bank holiday. They've got that dollars may not be taken globally or maybe devalued, that they've got to hoard other currencies. We already see other countries moving away from the dollar very quickly. Now, this is coming up perfect timing to pass the banker takeover bill, which gives the Federal Reserve dictatorial powers, just like the March 5th, 1933 banker-engineered bank holiday emergency banking act, which gave them dictatorial powers. And so they've announced that, in fact, get Judge Napolitano video ready, because people won't believe me when I say it. We broke it. We told people over a week ago. Ron Paul, Bob Chapman ferreted it out, looked at the bill, said, yes, this is a banking dictatorship. And now they're going, yes, we'll be your dictators. No judge, no jury, no bill of rights, only the bankers. So I wanted to go over the international forecaster breaking this down. Harry Schultz, which Ron Paul calls one of the best researched trends and investment letters out there, also is saying what Bob Chapman's saying, that embassy connections around the world are saying they're getting ready for a bank run in September. Now, that doesn't mean this is going to happen. It means they are preparing to do it. Bob Chapman, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you very much. And yes, they are in preparation, but they may not do it. But this is good intelligence. We've talked to people who are in a position to know that these amounts of money will be received, being received by embassies, and some of the embassies are receiving it, dollars, to trade for local currencies. And they obviously expect some problems. And in the State Department, they are quite concerned, but they don't know really exactly what's going on, which is interesting, compartmentalization, if you may. And it could happen in 5 months from now. It could not happen at all, or it might take 3 or 4 months. But there's something, and you know, we get these reports about the federalization of the police forces. In my last issue, I had a letter from a subscriber who said a friend of his was applying for a job as a policeman and was sitting in an office, and in the office next door were a couple of people from FEMA and the police chief, and they were discussing federalization.
Well, I mean,
this leads into the same thing.
Yeah, Bob, stay there. It's on record that the Arizona State Police are merging with the feds. I mean, they're just publicly, totally criminal. I also want to talk to you about the bill that's passed the Senate committee. where the feds will have jurisdiction now over all the states with the water and all surrounding lands. I mean, it's just, it's all happening right now. History is happening right
now.
This
is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By the way, an official FEMA videographer who saw the towers 1 and 2 and 7, the rubble, how it had been destroyed with cutting charges, he is in exile in Argentina. And he's about to release that footage, that video that they're hounding him for. Also, it's now come out that all four of the flights, two separate airlines, for months, starting on the same date, and that's coming up later, they'd all been in mothballs. And then they all launched that day, specially. During, of course, the drills with the CIA practicing flying hijacked jets into the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time as the real attacks. So NORAD would stand down thinking it was part of a drill. What boldness out of these people. And so it's clear. I want to ask Bob Chapman about this. They're on record wanting the new banking dictatorship. I'm going to play a two-minute clip of Napolitano. I played part of this yesterday. I want to play it all now because it's not just Alex Jones. It's Judge Napolitano on his internet Fox show. They won't let him talk about this on Fox News. At least I've never seen him do it. I think Napolitano is a good guy. Those people that know him behind the scenes, I've talked to him a bit behind the scenes, and I think he's a good guy. People like Beck, on the other hand, who he lets him fill in for, is an actor and gets off on, you know, fake crying and manipulating people. And we're going to show some of that coming up. But going back to Bob Chapman, Bob, for those that just joined us, some stations just joined us, break down the international forecaster. We have it in our story at Infowars.com. Bankster holiday planned for September. What this means, why the embassies are being told to dump their dollars, buy a bunch of other currencies, what the sources that you've got are saying, and what the sources that Harry Schultz, with his renowned newsletter that MSNBC has given the award of a newsletter of the year. So, I mean, this is coming out from some pretty credible sources.
Well, very simply, my sources are people who are working in embassies. And so I'm getting mine firsthand. And I do know some people in the State Department. They're almost as old as I am. And I haven't been able to contact them on this issue, but what I do know is that they, when I last talked to them, didn't know any more about this than I did, nor actually had they heard of it. But anyway, Harry Schultz picked it up, and what he did in putting a piece in his letter, which I reprinted in Mayan this past issue, was reiterate some of the things that I had said, and he said it was his suspicion that the elite plan for, was for another FDR-type bank holiday of indefinite length, and perhaps very soon. And why would they do that? Well, it's interesting that today's Tuesday. Early Monday, the IMF said that if the United States does not increase its exports, then a dollar devaluation has to be looked at. If you noticed yesterday, the World Bank said that they saw a minus 2.9% GDP for the year worldwide, and that was quite a bit away from the plus that they had projected earlier. The IMF is talking about frugality and people pulling their horns in, so to speak, and getting their economies back into shape again. And, of course, the U.S. Federal Reserve and the Treasury have all the other countries going in the opposite direction. They have zero interest rates or close to it, which was dictated by the Bank of England and the Federal Reserve, and at least the top 20 in many other countries have followed. And they have also increased money and credit. It varies widely. Britain, money and credit increase this last month was 17.4%. In the European Central Bank, which is the Eurozone, they increased theirs by only 6.8%. They had been up over 12% previously. What they were doing was holding interest rates high and forcing money into the system along with credit. And the U.S. told them to lower the interest rates. It was more important. And so that's what they did. And now they've cut back in their issuance of money and credit. They really don't want to go along with this program. And I can't help but think that 60% of the securitized toxic waste, those bonds with mortgages in them, was sold in Europe. And to this day, there has never been a legal action or a criminal action against the banks and the rating services who did this. And so that tells me they had to have been in on it. And I think they're kind of getting cold feet right now. And so,
and that's why they've got to go ahead and get total dictatorial powers over us and say that if you investigate the Fed or criticize the Fed, you're a terrorist. Because they are the terrorists. They are the financial terrorists. They are the criminals, and they've got to go for broke here, Bob.
That's why I spent the last 3 months on Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, and I'm amazed they allowed me to. They did say one thing about me not talking about the Fed, and I kept on talking about it, and they didn't say anything anymore.
Well, let me tell you what's happening, Bob, and I'm sure this has happened to you behind the scenes. I go on a lot of local Fox and some of the local CNNs around the country, like News8 here in Austin. And I've even talked to some of the producers at National CNN. They go, no, we know this stuff's real. And my guys were at the National Press Club for 4 or 5 hours with Wayne Madsen And they said all the old reporters, famous reporters, were going, yeah, Alex Jones is right. It's a New World Order takeover. The banks are bankrupting us by design, but shh, you know, they got spies in here. Don't talk about it. And so, I mean, it's just everybody knows who's got half a brain, Bob.
Yeah, well, when I go on to these different programs with these commentators in Chicago and New Orleans and so on and so forth, these are very large reaching stations. And, you know, before I go on the air, they giggle and say, well, I'm glad you're here to do this because we don't dare. Because they'll fire them. And so, you know, I'm used as an abutment, just like you are. But anyway.
Yeah, we're surrogates. For them. They bring us on so they can slip it out and even kind of laugh at us. But then behind the scenes, they go, no, thanks for your courage. Bob, I want to get into some other areas here. Of course, I know you've been reporting on the water bill, but here I have the actual Senate breakdown. This is from the U.S. Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. Background information on S-787, Feingold Clean Water Restoration Act. Now, this is what the Senate says, because I keep reporting this for the last couple of weeks. People don't believe me. This is their boil down of the bill. Okay? In fact, we've got the new document cam above me. Zoom in on this, and I'm going to read this to folks. Okay, they're amending the Clean Water Act to strike the term navigable waters, whatever it appears, replacing it instead with waters of the United States, which describes it as water puddles, wells, aquifers, and saying that they control the land that any water is on. So total federalization, not just of the water. Erase the distinction between federal and state jurisdiction over waters. I mean, this is total federal government takeover. Impose federal regulation over anything that impounds water, including private lakes, ditches, and dry stream beds that occasionally get wet. And they're now saying they're going to ban ranching. I'm not kidding. The Texas Cattlemen's Association is on record. They already tried this with the wetlands, saying runoff from cattle, from them making ruts in the ground, that's going to be illegal, and they're going to come fine and fee you without warrants, come on your property. Impose federal regulation for anything that impounds water, including private lakes, ditches, and dry stream beds, and occasionally get wet. Expand regulation from the current focus on discharges to the border activities affecting waters, including the possible regulation of air pollutants. Allow federal controls on limits of the legislative power of Congress under the Constitution. So this is Congress voting to give its authority away to private bureaucrats. And it goes on. This is bigger than Lincoln's power grab. So we got this with the banker reform bill that makes them over. I mean, this is a total takeover, Bob.
It certainly is. One of the things you just slightly referred to in that is the CO2 that's given off by the human waste, animal waste.
No, that too. They want to tax human. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's allied cap and trade. And so that's part of that. They've been trying to do that for about 50 years that I can remember.
Yeah, they tried the Wetlands Act harassing everybody, but that got overturned in court. So, yeah, now they're just saying the attorney general can ban all guns at once if he wants to. Bill introduced, racing through the House. The feds control all water and all property it's on. Congress has no authority. The Federal Reserve rules everything, anything associated with money or the economy, from hot dog stands to movie chains. We rule. I mean, this is it, Bob, is it not?
It certainly is. And the one kink in their armor here is what they said 3 weeks ago, this economic situation has gotten out of control. We have to bring it to a halt. And I don't think they're capable of doing it. And that means more unemployment. Never mind all of their stimulus program or even the next stimulus program to come. Unemployment is still going to grow. People are going to lose homes. You know, 3 million people have already lost their homes. And we're going to be looking over the next 3 years at unemployment somewhere in the vicinity of 35%+, maybe as much as 50. And they're not going to be able to control it. And that's why I was speaking earlier about Homeland Security, the federalization of the police, troops showing up in places in remote Montana where they've never seen troops before, and on. They're practicing, they're getting ready. And, of course, InfoWars had a piece on July 27th through 31st, I think it is, when they're going to have these joint maneuvers?
Yeah, they admit with foreign countries to, quote, suppress the American people. I mean, this is not even hidden anymore. And as you said, they're openly federalizing all the police. Army Times says the Army's now going to wage war on the American people. Bob, stay there. I want to get your take on Iran when we get back. Stay with us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
All right, Bob, you're back with us Friday in the second hour for a full hour in just a couple days. And I've been throwing in all my points here. Bottom line, there's no doubt. This is one of those things that happens every 60, 70, 80 years in society. how they've decided to go ahead and start commandeering the Iranian ships. Iran says they're going to fire nukes in response. As big or bigger than the Cuban Missile Crisis, nobody's even talking about it. Clearly the CIA admits they're staging the Iran problems. And then Obama's on TV lying, saying, we're not involved in Iran. That's crazy. When it's officially admitted, I mean, this is incredible. Where do you see that going? They're moving with water takeovers, total federalization, total banking takeovers of all money industry. I mean, do you agree this is the jump point? Everything we've seen up to here was just a buildup. This is now the final conflagration.
I think you're right. They're pulling it all together. And the we've talked about all these points with the exception of Iran. And I was asked to do some programs in regard to Iran and the people who were opposed to what supposedly was a rigged election. And I said no. And they said why? And I said because the United States government has a long history of overthrowing governments, and twice in that country, for that matter. And if I had to guess, I would say at this point, and this is before this all got into riots, etc., I would guess that the United States government was behind the whole thing because it's a matter of fact that they had been in there along with the Mossad with lots of money, stoking these people up, getting
ready.
They're
on record trying to do this exact thing, saying on the news, we're trying to stoke a revolution. Go ahead, Bob.
Exactly. And that's why I passed on it, and I said, no, I think it's the opposite. I think the U.S. government is behind this. And, of course, when you have the president come out and say, well, these people are saying that we're behind this or we're not, of course they are. Otherwise, they wouldn't have said anything.
Well, the last White House and this White House, Obama increased Bush's covert ops for revolution, blowing up mosques, bombing buildings. They admit they do it. I mean, this, and Iran has been taking it, taking military attacks launched by the West in there on record. I mean, we post all the mainstream news, and then it comes out, BBC's faking photos that are really people for Ahmadinejad, not for the other guy, faking, they probably shot that woman themselves. I mean, I believe they really killed her. It's real video, but that's probably staged the way it's shot. They just walked up and shot her right in the stomach and filmed it. I mean, just absolutely amazing that that's going on. And again, I'm not getting on either side here. This is clearly staged. And then it comes out that this individual, you know, who's claiming he won, announced it hours before the polls lost, saying it had been stolen when the evidence was it wasn't stolen. And then it turns out he was the CIA liaison as the foreign minister of Iran with Iran-Contra. I mean, this guy's a deep cover operative. All the evidence shows that, Bob.
That's right. And so it is an American operation, and they're trying to overthrow the government in Iran, and they're not going to get away with it. I mean, you know, they're just not going to. And I watched a tape on Zbigniew Brzezinski earlier today, and he said that. Did you see that one?
No, I'm sorry, Bob. You're absolutely. I was just saying that's right. I've got the clip. He says we need to intelligently manipulate and keep manipulating. He admits they're doing it. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, not only that, he says that we got to do this very quickly because you know, time is of the essence, and it's just one of these another one of these color revolutions, as they call them, where they go in and overthrow governments, and this is the latest. And I think they might have bitten off a bit more than they can chew here, because I think what's going to happen now, the people who they paid to do the demonstrations, they've been told, if you keep on doing that and creating violence, you know, we're going to have to retaliate. And what the Republican Guard is saying, you keep it up, you're going to end up getting shot. And so I think this thing is going to simmer down, and the election has been certified. And, you know, the United States is the last country in the world to talk about rigged elections. I mean, I don't want to go into detail, but you know what's happened in our own country. And they're rigging elections all over the world. Look what they just did in Mexico 2 years ago with the election of Calderon. The whole election was stolen, and they do it everywhere.
Unbelievable. Bob Chapman, great points. And yes,
Here's the chief advisor on foreign policy to Obama saying, yeah, we're in there doing this and we should overthrow them. And they got CIA guys all over going, oh, we should help them. They're running the thing. And then meanwhile, Obama's on TV saying, this is preposterous. The internationalforecaster.com, our site's Infowars.com. Bob, we'll talk to you Friday.
See you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Talk about the Second Amendment and a lot more. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Life Change Tea detoxifies. GetTheTea.com. It's only about $1 a day. GetTheTea.com. Receive more energy. GetTheTea.com. Lose weight. GetTheTea.com. It's purifying. GetTheTea.com. It works immediately. GetTheTea.com. It's too easy. GetTheTea.com. We challenge you. GetTheTea.com. What's the phone number? 928-308-0408. What did you say? 928-308-0408. I didn't get that. 928-308-0408. Will it work? Yes. GetTheTea.com. Unmatched. GetTheTea.com. This gets in your head. GetTheTea.com. That's the idea.
Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles.
Dr. Ignatius Piazza is our guest for the next 30 minutes. And since the late 1990s, I kept seeing Austinites wearing front sight T-shirts and Patriots and Ron Paul supporters, and then people like Joe Bannister coming here to be guests. He's wearing a front sight T-shirt, and I was like, hey, I'm about to have them as a sponsor. But the reason I have him on today is not as a sponsor, just as a guest, because he's trained thousands of police, law enforcement. He's trained thousands of citizens, and talking to police and others, they say this is above law enforcement training. And so I was just honored when we got contacted by Dr. Piazza, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, to be a sponsor on the show. And I thought, why not have him on as a guest to talk about, when he's talking to these police and people and citizens, what are they saying about bills to let the attorney general ban entire classes of firearms by imperial fiat when he wants to? Bills to put a million plus, they've made it secret the last 6 months, so we don't know. It was 1,100,000 then, according to the LA Times.
So it's probably 1.5 million by now. Americans, no judge, no jury, haven't been arrested. They just put you on a terror list. They're saying if you have bad credit, you'll be on the no-fly list. Now a no-buy, no-work list. I mean, this is right out of 1984. What they think about all these other bills to go after black powder and gun importation. I mean, it's really happening. That's why people are out there buying guns at record numbers. They've been reading the bills. And meanwhile, the media says it's a conspiracy theory. There's no new bills. And then right next to it, the New York Times going, yes, if you're on the terror list, no guns. Again, but they won't say how you got on the list or why you're on the list or how you get off the list. It's just the hallmark of tyranny. And the website is frontsite.com. There's a bunch of other ways you can check it out. You can also go to Ignatius-Piazza.com, and we'll put links to that up on Infowars.com. But again, frontsite, one word, .com. Doc, it's good to have you on with us today.
Oh, thank you very much, Alex. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm flattered that you happen to listen to the show sometime, but I shouldn't be surprised if so many of my listeners over the years have told me how great your training is. And I'm not hyping this. The word on the street is you've got some of the best training open to the public, period. And a lot of even law enforcement reviews say this is above law enforcement level training. What does that mean?
Well, basically, if you went into a police academy and went through their program, when you got out at the end, you're going to have, you know, basic law enforcement skills. Or you can come to Frontsite for our four-day defensive handgun course, and at the end of that 4 days, you will have better skills than what you would have received if you'd gone through the police academy or basic training on the military. And we even get people that are SWAT team members that come out and take our classes, because in that 4 day period of time, we can provide them with a more intensive experience, which brings their level of skill up to a much higher level than what they would get, you know, going to, a police in-service training where they go to the range for 2 or 3 hours in between everything else they're doing. So, you know, a person that's serious about gaining a level of skill with a firearm, whether it be handgun, shotgun, rifle, submachine gun, select fire M16, whatever it might be, if you want to get a level of training that exceeds what you're going to find in the military and in law enforcement, but get it in a very, very user-friendly, compassionate environment where nobody gets left behind. There's no, you know, drill instructor attitudes.
There's not a bunch of macho baloney going on. You can just get down to the actual learning.
Absolutely. You know, you're not going to sit there and listen to war stories all day long or hear offensive language or anything like that. It's great for the entire family. And that's, I think, the reason why you're running into so many people. I mean, we've been training folks out there for 13 years, but we started back in April of 1996 on some leased facilities in California with 10 students in a 2 day defensive handgun course. And the word of mouth about the experience that they get with Frontsite has just caused us to essentially double every year. And we're now training, you know, thousands of students every weekend. In fact, we just finished, Tuesday, we just finished up a class that had about 500 students in it this weekend, taking handgun courses, our 30-state concealed weapon permit class. And again, what you see is people coming out initially. Normally the husband comes out and takes the class. And by the time he's done, he goes, oh, I want to get my wife back here. And then she wants all of the teenagers to get the training. And pretty soon they're telling, you know, their friends at the social club and at church. And it just continues to grow, because what we try to do is literally provide a life-changing experience for people. They come in, they're maybe new to firearms, or they've had firearms for years but never really learned the proper way to use them when it's needed most to defend one's life. And after that 4 day period, they're literally changed. Their complete outlook on life is different.
Well, Doc, as you know, people who even have good firearms training lose it over time. I mean, I've been so busy the last decade plus that I've, you know, lost a lot of even my safety training and even, you know, my skill with long rifles, shotguns, handguns. It's still better than average. But then I can't imagine all these people out just buying guns for the first time, having them locked up but not knowing how to use them, maybe going out and shooting them once or twice. That is not the answer, obviously. And with all this gun buying, record gun buying is a good sign, firearm purchasing, we need to have the training to go along with it. And I've told my wife, and she's a pretty good shot. I've taken her out to the shooting range, you know, when I have time, and she's gotten, you know, good with a handgun. But we all need to do this. I need to take time out. I've been so busy for years, I don't even have a concealed carry, and I should have one so I can protect myself. I kind of just macho ignore it. But the issue is everybody needs to take time out, and if I have the time, and I may make the time, to come out to your facility and go through it. But also a lot of police go through your course. A lot of other people do. Why are police agencies sending their folks out to be trained by you? I mean, this isn't just a claim you're making that it's such great training. Why is your training better than theirs? Is it because they're still following older models? I mean, what type of training do people get?
Well, you know, some departments are still a little bit behind the times based on, you know, their personnel and equipment and their ability to do the training. Other departments are so big and bureaucratic that they have a real difficult time staying on top of the best training. But I think the real reason that officers come out, and this is an even greater testimonial to our program, officers, military officers as well as police officers, come out on their own dime to get our training. Because once they realize that what they're getting through their academies and their in-service programs are the basics and the minimum standard that the city council or the chief of police can afford in the budget, they realize, you know what, the best insurance is to be as good as I possibly can be with the equipment that they're giving me. And they come out on their own dime, purchase our courses, purchase our lifetime memberships, and train with us to keep their skills at a very, very high, sharp level. I think that's the reason. It's the reason why a Marine Corps officer will come out and take our practical rifle course to get tuned up and ready before he's deployed. It's the reason why parents send their kids to us before those kids go into the military, so that they know, the parents rest easy knowing, hey, I did everything I can to make sure that my kid has the ability to use that handgun, shotgun, and rifle that he may be given and thrown into harm's way. This is the reason why they come out. It's an intensive experience over a 4-day period of time that basically exceeds the levels of training and skill that you can acquire through a police academy or through your basic training in the military.
So this is immersion. Also, I've looked at some of the bureaucratic training where they train you on this and they train you on that, and it's over a long period of time. You're not immersed. A lot of times cities are run by globalists and mainline liberals who don't like guns, and so it's almost seen as evil. So yeah, that's why a lot of police and military, as you said, come out to take your course. I want to get into your view on the gun grabbers and what you're hearing from police and military and also citizens coming in, because you're dialed in at really the center of the gun culture. Like Larry Pratt's fighting it legislatively, kind of up on the mountain, on the hill, but you're in the hinterland, you're out there with the people. I think of anybody out there, one of the best cross sections for intelligence, for the Patriot movement, the Liberty movement, freedom lovers, constitutionalists, to really know what the sense of the troops are, here in this nation, not just the military troops, but the American people. So I want to get into that in a few minutes, the time we have with you, Dr. Piazza. But first, I keep plugging this on air and I get all these inquiries, people saying, explain it to me. How do folks get this free handgun? How are you offering it? Why are you offering it? And tell us about the different services of frontsight.com.
Okay. Basically, if they go to frontsight.com, frontsight.com, they can subscribe to 15 free gun training reports. And I'll start training them right there at their computer with some of the same material that we provide to the students who travel across the country and spend thousands of dollars to take our classes. So make sure they do that. Secondly, we have training manuals available. These are manuals that teach all of the same techniques that we teach in all of our different courses. Those are available on the website. And then they'll also see the free gun link. And basically the way this works is that they can receive our 5-day training program. It's the 4-day defensive handgun course plus the 1-day 30-state concealed weapon permit course, which, by the way, you walk away with everything you need to apply for and receive non-resident permits in the state of Florida, Nevada, and Utah. With current reciprocity agreements in place with those three states, that allows you to carry in over 30 different states in the union. So,
yeah, this is the way to do it. I mean, I'm tempted to actually come out there and do it myself. Because,
we'd love to have you. In fact, you ought to come out and then do some kind of a remote show so that all of your listeners could see it, and see what's going on.
Well, I may do that, because the issue is with Texas laws about handguns, I don't have a concealed carry. I carry a rifle around when I'm getting death threats and stuff. And then I got kids and stuff, and I have to remember to get it out and put it away. And, You know, and,
yeah, a person in your public exposure definitely needs to carry a gun with them all the time.
Well, that's why I carry a shotgun or rifle, but it just. But anyways, absolutely, I need to start carrying a handgun, but go ahead.
All right. So basically, we provide the four-day course, the additional one-day 30-state concealed weapon permit course. That's normally a $2,500 course. We provide that plus all of the gear that you would need for the course, the belt, the holster, the magazine pouches, flashlight. We throw in a T-shirt, a hat, a logoed shirt and hat, a folding logoed knife, all of the training manuals. We provide that five-day course and all of that material for the price of $1,199. It's about a three-and-a-half-to-one return on what it would cost for you to get that. Then, as a bonus, we provide a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in your choice of 9mm, 40, or 45. So, basically, you're getting over $4,000 in training and gear and a gun for $1,199.
I mean, just to interrupt you because this is blowing me away. I don't know. Explain how you can do this because I'm doing the math. The training, the 5-day course, the free gun, the concealed, permit 30 state. I mean, those things are $600 to $1,000. The cheapest I've seen is like $450 here in Texas just to get a Texas concealed carry. So this literally, am I right to say you're doing this at cost basically then or below cost?
Actually, many times it's below cost. The reason we're doing it is real simple. Front Sight's purpose from the time we started Front Sight is to positively change the image of gun ownership in our lifetime and help restore the Second Amendment back to what it used to mean.
That's the way to do it, is the gun culture. Absolutely. We've got to take America back and then show everybody what the gun culture is. And I've just got to add, they're attacking our Second Amendment. But you're absolutely right, Doc. Now, though, the gun culture is taking ground back, and even liberals are figuring out this is about empowerment and honorably defending yourself and not being a slave. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. And this is what our purpose has been from the start. And it's really what also separates us from, a lot of the other people in the gun industry is we're putting our money where our mouth is to try desperately to train as many people as we possibly can, law-abiding, responsible citizens, the levels that exceed that of the law enforcement military community, again, without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitude, so that everybody that leaves Front Sight is a walking, talking, perfect example of responsible gun ownership. And, our purpose is so strong in this that we don't have to make money on a person the first time they come out. I want to provide them with the ability to have a good gun. Not some crappy, piece of, Saturday Night Special stuff that's not going to hold up if they need it, but actually have a real gun that they know how to use and all the gear that they need with it. And this is what we found. People take advantage of this offer. They come out to Front Sight. They're totally blown away with how well they're treated, how much they learn. They want their entire family to take the program, and they become people like Joe Bannister, like you had on your show.
They're in the culture. They're in the culture. We, just like my grandfathers inducted me into the Second Amendment culture, you're trying to induct people who just bought guns but aren't in the real culture. This is so special what you're doing.
Well, thank you. They just don't really know what they don't know. I mean, there's millions of people out there buying guns, but only a very small percentage of them truly understand that when they have to use that gun for real, they're going to be half as good and half as smart as they were on their best day on the training range, which probably wasn't even a training day. It was probably they went to the range, put some rounds in the magazine or in the cylinder of the revolver, fired a few shots, and thought, okay, yeah, I could hit the target. I'll be okay. They have no idea how the adrenaline is going to be surging through their veins, how their heart's going to be pumping out, almost out of their chest. It's going to be pounding in their head. Their hands are going to be shaking. They're going to be sweaty. They're going to fear for their life. And when that happens, you're only half as good as your best day training. And if you didn't train, you're lucky if you survive the encounter. So we want to bring people to the reality of knowing that the training is just as important as the gun. In fact, we have a motto that mindset and training trumps equipment, meaning the way you think about a life and death encounter is more important than even the training you have, and the training is more important than the weapon you have, because a good man with the right mindset and the ability can basically defend himself with anything. But if you have a gun and you know how to use it, you are a different person for the rest of your life, and that's what we provide. It's a comfort of skill at arms, knowing you can defend yourself, you can defend your family, you can defend your community, you can defend your country if needed. And you can
absolutely
do it to levels that far exceed the people that are out there carrying guns for a living. If
well,
you
it's
want
like,
that, you come see us.
Yeah, frontsight.com. Whenever I hear about old people being robbed and killed in Chicago and New York and L.A., when I hear about young women who get raped and are begging on the 911 call, you know, those calls over and over again, it's like, why didn't somebody train their daughters? Why didn't somebody arm them? Why do they let themselves be disarmed in New York and Chicago? I mean, it's so pathetic. And then old folks getting looted and killed by young thugs. An old man or old woman who knows how to use a firearm, it's like they're the Incredible Hulk. It's a great equalizer against the scum. And it's just such a wonderful thing you're doing, Doctor. Just absolutely amazing, Dr. Piazza, frontsight.com. And again, is there a toll-free number, a number folks can call? Because a lot of people listening out there don't have a computer or access to it.
Yeah, we have a toll-free number. It's 800-987-7719, and they can reach us. We're here from 8 in the morning until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
That's 800. Give that number out again, Doc.
800-987-7719.
Absolutely.
But I really encourage them to go to the website, subscribe to the gun training reports, and take advantage of everything we offer.
Absolutely. Again, frontsight.com. Stay with us. We'll come back and get his take on the police and military and citizens he's talking to. What's the sense of the people out there?
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Dr. Ignatius Piazza is our guest, the owner and founder of Frontsight. His website's Ignatius-Piazza.com or frontside.com. And he is a sponsor, but I've got him up today just to talk about what he's doing and his view. And I want to have him back up in the near future to talk for a full hour just about the Second Amendment culture and how we defend it and take your calls. But, Doc, in the few minutes we've got left in this segment and the next, then I got a big financial guest coming on for the listeners out there on some key info with hyperinflation. I can't think of anybody out there who's talked to more people, more police, more military, in and around the Second Amendment, more citizens. And everybody I talk to is really wanting to go to war with the feds. I want to avoid that. I understand that avoiding conflict is the real mastery of it, only defending yourself if you have to. But with the foreign offshore banks seizing the country, openly taking over, what's your view of this whole global system? What are the police and military and citizens saying you talk to?
Well, the people that come out the front side, of course, don't necessarily, at least at this time, represent the views of everyone in the country. But I will tell you, they're much more informed about all of the terrible things that have been going on, for many, many years in terms of U.S. losing its sovereignty, becoming so indebted that we may never get out of a situation that we're in unless something drastic like you're referring to occurs. They are basically arming themselves because they believe that we're on the path to problems that are in fact going to require everybody who wants to survive it to have a firearm and know how to use it. That's why they come to us. Yes, there are people that are concerned about their personal safety due to, crime. But there is definitely an undercurrent of people that understand that, hey, this country is not what it was when our grandfathers, fought and died for it during World War II. And they're very patriotic. They have long lineage of people that have, in fact, served the country. They understand the Constitution. And because they're so much more informed than the average citizen, they can read between the lines with what is being told to them in the newspapers and in the mainstream media. And many of them listen to your show. I mean, I've had numerous people contact me and say you really should sponsor the Alex Jones Show. And when I started listening to it, I understood why, and that's why we're doing it.
Well, it's a great honor to have you here because I always heard Front Sight's the name. Front Sight's the best. Police, military, I know, patriots, and then here we are years later together. I remember Chris Athanas, a friend of mine, local TV show, radio show, in like 98, just ranting and raving about Front Sight and how I had to go and how I had to, be part of it. And I'm just, and I know that I'm losing my gun culture, my Second Amendment. My sons and daughters have gotten a little bit of training. We go out in the backyard with the BB gun, so they're getting pretty good. But the issue is I need to make sure that frontier training that I didn't realize until I read history books later that I was being given the frontier training, which of course isn't as good as what you do, but the basic stuff that was passed on from before this country was a nation, when it was colonies, and that was so special because they hadn't had those rights in Europe. And then I realized that I'm the first generation, we're on this big Second Amendment guy, and it's not dying, but it's not just absolutely kick butt like it was with, say, my grandfathers, who as soon as they went into World War II, look out, they were, could shoot, a turkey at, 6,000 yards or whatever. And me, I got to shoot two or three times before I hit the turkey at 6,000 yards. So just absolutely great to see what you're doing, and God bless you for what you're doing. What about the police and military that you talked to? Are they starting to figure out what's going on?
Well, again, the students that come to see us that are in military and law enforcement are a very patriotic group of people, and they're the type of people that you would want on your side if this ever, push ever came to shove. And I want to compliment you on the fact, and I agree with you, the best thing is to avoid a conflict. Nobody wants a conflict, but we certainly don't want to be abused either.
Absolutely. Try to avoid conflict, but I'm not going to get on my knees in a ditch to a bunch of commissars and let them have their way with me. Dr. Piazza, let's do a few more minutes on the other side, and we've got a financial guest joining us from Thailand. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have.
It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Mark Faber coming up. Dr. Najis Piazza is our guest, frontsite.com. Toll-free number to call and get a free brochure or to learn more about it. But don't wait. If you've got the time, if you're not working 18 hours a day like I am, get in there, take your wife, your daughters. It's in a safe environment. You know, the basics, a lot of people don't get into this because they want to be macho. And I have to admit, even at a subconscious level, I'm like, I don't want to go around all those super good experts. And that is pathetic loser mentality. And I barely have that. But there's this little lingering thing as a macho guy. I don't know how to use a gun. I don't want to, you know, go be involved in that. It's ridiculous. Don't be embarrassed to go out and learn how to water ski or snow ski. Don't be embarrassed if you want to go join a Golden Gloves boxing or kickboxing. Most people never get outside the box because they're too afraid of even looking stupid or looking bad. But once you get in it, you're like, man, this is great. No boxing or anything, some of the things I've done in my life. I mean, you need to just get into it, go ahead and make the plunge. And nothing is more important until learning how to defend yourself with the ancient rite of armaments. And the best thing out there is the handgun, is the firearm, is the rifle. Read Thomas Jefferson. It is the essential of a free human being. And the way to defeat the gun grabbers is our culture, lifeblood. And you've got to spread that idea. That's why I've had lots of groups that aren't even sponsors and that aren't as professional or good as FrontSight, because I'm trying to get this thing kickstarted, and it is happening, all of us together. So 800-987-7719, 800-987-7719, or frontsight.com. Closing comment in 60 seconds, Doctor.
Well, I just again want to thank you for your support, and I encourage all of your listeners and viewers, go to the FrontSight website, FrontSight.com, and at least subscribe to the free gun training reports, because I can start training you right at your computer with some of the same information that people are spending thousands of dollars to receive at our facility. And start learning what we're trying to teach and understand the mindset of using a firearm when it's needed to defend yourself and the lives of your loved ones, and also learning when it's not appropriate. Because that's one of the things that we also teach. Not only do we teach when to use it, but more importantly, when you should not use a firearm so you can also keep yourself out of jail. So these are all very important topics.
No, I mean, it's reportedly the best thing out there from everybody I've talked to that's done it, including a lot of federal people like Bannister, but also police I know. They just say it's really great. I mean, a lot of it's simple common sense, too. But in my experience, don't wave a gun around unless you're protecting yourself and are prepared to use it. And if you go ahead and point it at somebody, you know, generally, then if they don't immediately get on the ground, you got to go ahead and take care of them. But it's important to not give advice, I guess, until they've actually come out there and gotten the full totality of the knowledge.
Absolutely. Most people just do not know how much they do not know when it comes to the use of a firearm to appropriately defend your life. And that's what we give them in that four-day program and the fifth day with the 30-state concealed weapon permit
class. As Thomas Jefferson said, the great object, the great goal is that everyone be armed and proficient in the use of those arms. Doc, we'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Thank you very much.
You bet. What a deal, folks. I mean, $1,199 for a free $500 gun, $500-plus concealed carry, and 5 days of training. That would be $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. This is at cost. I've talked to him. You've heard him. This is at cost. Promotional right now, frontsight.com. Speaking of promotionals, free. Get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings absolutely free. The updated full interview, never before released in total. My latest updates on the New World Order, the banking takeover, the control grid, and a lot of key video clips. A great presentation. Get this free when you get Endgame. Got to deal with this half price, $9.95. I just want to get these out, folks. I want people to see this information. I want to move quickly because the New World Order is coming down on us right now. Infowars.com to take advantage of all the different specials. The Money Masters, 3-plus-hour film, $19.95. Know who the bankers are. Know your enemy. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. I think I'm going to make time this fall to go out to Frontside. I need to go ahead and just get my concealed carry. I need to go ahead and get prepared because my life's getting crazier and crazier. And I need to get my training tuned up because it's quite rusty.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mark Faber of the GloomBoomDoom.com report, currently in Thailand. This is a top expert who's on Bloomberg, CNBC, CNN, you name it. And he is the editor-in-chief of the GloomBoomDoomReport.com. Our websites, of course, are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. And his predictions and tracking have been very, very accurate, and that's why we bring you the financial experts who actually have a proven track record, not the ones that were telling us everything was going to be, you know, great 2 years ago when they knew full well we were going into a recession/depression. He's been on the news lately talking about the next 2, 5, 10 years, not sure when, the real specter of hyperinflation, what that means. It doesn't have to be Zimbabwean or Weimar Republic level to be devastating. So I wanted to get him on to talk about that. Also, his prognosis for the dollar, because we've got people like Harry Schultz, who's a highly respected and been pretty accurate in the past. Also, Bob Chapman has confirmed from embassy people he knows that they are telling embassies, dump your dollars, hoard foreign currencies for September. Now, is that just some drill, or is that an ominous sign of global dumping of the dollar? Who knows? We'll ask him about that and a lot more in the next 20 minutes. Mr. Faber, thank you for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure.
Okay, you got the floor. Tell us about the specter of hyperinflation, what you see happening in the world economy. Is there going to be a recovery, or is this just the beginning?
Well, basically, the U.S. economy went into recession in October, November 2007. But initially, because the government manages to massage figures, it didn't show up right away. But after September 2008, the global economy fell off a cliff, and we probably kind of bottomed out in March, April, but it doesn't mean that we will have a strong recovery. I think if you look at the cycle 2001, when the recovery began, to 2007, we reached a peak prosperity sometimes in 2006, early 2007 in the world, and we're not going to go back there anytime soon. The problem I have with inflation is this. The government's reaction to the crisis has been essentially to slash interest rates to zero. In other words, the very policy that created the crisis post-2001, when the Fed slashed the Fed fund rate from 6.5% down to 1% and kept the Fed fund rate at 1% until June 2004, when actually the recovery had begun in November 2001. That led to the housing bubble, to the credit bubble, and to the problems that we are facing today. So the same policies are now applied, zero interest rate, which of course robs essentially the savers of any income on their deposits with banks and in treasury bills. And at the same time, this time around, we have this huge expansion in the fiscal deficit, in the budget deficit of the U.S. government, and the projections, who knows what they will be eventually, but I'm sure this year the fiscal deficit will be in the order of $2 trillion. Now, the government is forecasting that it will come down next year, but I'm not sure about that. Now, when you combine large fiscal deficits with expansionary monetary policies, it is very likely that at some point inflation will be relatively high. Once inflation is relatively high and the economy doesn't recover, then the government will print even more money, and that will then accelerate the level of inflation rate.
Now, over the decades tracking this, sir, and being on the boards of scores of countries internationally looking at this, what's the inside scoop, if any, on what the private Federal Reserve is really planning, what the central banks in Europe are planning? I mean, they're openly announcing all this new power to regulate themselves, to grab whole areas of the economy. Obama's firing heads of GM and hacking it up in pieces and handing it out to cronies. I mean, it's getting really serious.
Well, I mean, basically, we had two systems until the end of the 1970s in the world, essentially free market capitalism, the market economy, and the planning economy. And as you know, under communism, socialism, central planners totally failed with their policies to create sustainable economic growth. And if you traveled to Russia in 1980 or to China in 1980, these countries were really impoverished. And the U.S. in particular today is moving towards an interventionist policy of the government moving into the economy and trying to fix the economy left, right, and center. In the extreme case, you would go essentially to the planning economy. Well, it's not going to happen right away. But basically, the more the government has an influence in the economy and intervenes in the economy, and I have to stress that the current crisis is not a failure of free markets, failure of government intervention. One of the big interventions was obviously Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which essentially had cheaper access to funds than the banking system. And these were the big bankruptcies in America in terms of size. And also other regulatory intervention into the money market, into the price of money by the Federal Reserve post-2001, also, as I just mentioned, created a problem. So it's not that the free market has failed. It's the interventions by the government that failed. And now these failed policies are even enlarged. And that is where I have a problem with the current economic policymakers.
Well, yes, sir. I mean, I'm no economist, but it's just common sense watching the markets, following how this works. You have these elite banks, elite brokerage firms, elite power structures who want the planned economy, as Carol Quigley wrote in Tragedy and Hope. They actually are what I'd call crony capitalists, monopoly capitalists. They're not free market. They're actually using government regulators to force the sale of banks, brokerage firms, credit unions, infrastructure to them. And they are being engorged, being rewarded for the crisis they created, and now vertically integrating everything. And now they've made the crisis even worse since the banker takeover in October of last year in Europe and the U.S. And now they're, I'm sure you've seen the new, quote, federal, you know, redo where they're claiming they're going to have new regulations. But when you read it, it just says absolute power of the Federal Reserve to do whatever it wants to take over any industries. I mean, again, where do you see this ending? Just with one global bank ruling everything, this new bank of the world that we're going to pay our carbon taxes to?
Well, I mean, I think it's difficult to see where it will end. But as I pointed out, I think it will end with much more inflation. And there is a big misconception in the world, which is that when the economy is weak, there are no inflationary pressures. Usually, when you have a strong economy, you have low inflation. And when you have weak economy, you have high inflation because of the government's interventions in the economy through fiscal measures, fiscal deficits, and through expansionary monetary policies. Basically, you can have huge excess capacities and high inflation. The two have nothing at all to do with each other.
Well, would you call
so
this...
I think we will have high inflation, and at the same time, I think what we will eventually have is some kind of social unrest, because I can't believe that people will be fooled forever by what you call crony capitalism.
Yes, sir. And I want to speak more on that, but... I mean, that begs the question, how long can this go on with this crony capitalism or monopoly capitalism?
Well, it can go on for quite some time and, you know, make things much worse. But my view would be that within the next 5 to 10 years, when the public realizes that the economy does not improve and possibly, in my opinion, actually deteriorate and is faced with actually higher taxes, which may not be obvious, but they will happen because of the large deficit, then at that stage, I think there will be, you know, a social revolution or some kind of social revolution, or the next thing the government will do to distract the attention of the people on bad economic conditions, they'll start the war somewhere.
Ah, very well said. That's what they normally do. And it looks like with North Korea and Iran, they could be steaming towards that goal. Would you call the most likely outcome a type of hyperstagflation where the real economy's dying, but they flood the world with these worthless notes and credit? And so we're going to have a continual stagnation like Japan, or will it accelerate towards a black hole with an overlay of inflation, and how bad will that inflation be? I mean, will it approach Zimbabwe or Weimar, or will it be 20-30% a year?
Well, I tell you, it doesn't really matter whether inflation is 10-15% a year or whether it's the Zimbabwe style of inflation. But if you go up to 10% inflation a year, it's likely that you will then go to 15%, and if you're at 15%, it's likely you go to 20% and so forth. it's very, once it's the inflation magic is let out of the bottle, it usually accelerates and expands. So I think the likelihood that we'll have eventually high inflation rates in the U.S. are very high.
Won't that inflation spread worldwide? Aren't we already seeing inflation all over the world?
Well, I mean, I think that's a very good question because, you see, in America, they publish essentially core inflation, and core inflation on the state, the true cost of living increases. Hello?
Yes, sir, I'm listening. That's music. Stay right there. We've got a break. Everybody always pauses on that song. We have Willie Nelson on. He goes, sounds like ice cream trucks. Mark Faber is our guest joining us from Thailand. We'll get him to finish up on that point and talk about a few other subjects as well on the other side.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 23rd, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $924.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $951.25, $475.63 for the half ounce, and $237.81 for a quarter ounce. That's $951.25, $475.63, and $237.81.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Our guest is also a worldwide bestseller, not just in the United States, but also in Asia. The website's the Gloom Boom Doom Report. That's gloomboomdoom.com. Okay, sir, finishing up your point about the economy and inflation and worldwide. We're already seeing these dollars being printed, driving up inflation in Eastern Europe and places, aren't we?
Well, my point is this. Let's say if I traveled 20 years ago to emerging economies, the price level was very low. But after the U.S. began to pile up large trade and current account deficits, which led the current account deficit to grow from $150 billion in 1998 to currently around $800 billion. This $800 billion flowed into the world. And in many countries, they inflated the price level with the result that today, if you stay in a hotel in Sao Paulo or in Shanghai or wherever it is, it is as expensive as in the U.S. So I think that the inflation figures in the USA, by just excluding energy and food prices, do not reflect the true cost of living of a typical household. I don't know whether any of your listeners has insurance premiums that have gone down. They're all going up. Healthcare costs going up. All contributions to the government for garbage collection and so on. All this is going up.
Yeah, all the taxes are going up, and they're telling us we've got low inflation. And now,
exactly. I mean, it's a joke. It's a total joke. And don't forget, this is the worst economic contraction post-Second World War. In such an economic contraction, prices should come down, but they haven't. So my view is that once the economy picks up, whatever that is, next year or in 5 years or in 10 years, I think there'll be strong inflationary pressures in the system.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've already got serious inflation with 20% unemployment with the real numbers. My God, imagine when it's 5% unemployment. Are they going to dump the dollar? I mean, I know that people aren't sure, but we see the world creeping away, kind of moving quietly towards the exits, the dollar going up and down wildly. I mean, you're out there in Asia right now. The dollar's clearly been devalued. You were just talking about that. Is the dollar a dead duck?
Yeah, I think so in the long run. But you understand, the long run could be 10 years or even more, and in between you can have strong rallies. I mean, we had a period now between March of this year and just 10 days ago during which inflationary fears overcame and people rushed into commodities and equities and gold and so forth, and the dollar was weak at the same time. Now maybe you have a month or two or 3 months where the dollar could rebound somewhat, where bond prices could rebound somewhat, in other words, where interest rates would decline somewhat, and then you have again more deflationary fears. And during this period of time, obviously, equity prices would move lower. But I think in the long run, with Mr. Bernanke at the Fed and with the economic policies of the U.S. that are, in my opinion, misguided, because the economic policies of the U.S. target consumption when they should target capital formation, in other words, capital investment in the form of infrastructure, in the form of capacity expansion, in new industries, capital investment, education, and research and development. So the consumption is basically a loss for the economy.
Yeah. So what's happening is we're in a cannibalistic economy where we're all living for today, still running up the debts, and the whole infrastructure is going to hell in a handbasket. Where do you see the United States in 5-10 years? Is a third world fallen empire like the Romans in 410?
You see, I was just a couple of days in Sao Paulo in Brazil, and I travel extensively. I can tell you when I first went to Sao Paulo in 1974, there was a huge difference between Miami, San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York, and Sao Paulo. Sao Paulo being underdeveloped and the American cities being well-developed or relatively well-developed. Today, I don't see any difference between Sao Paulo and the U.S. large cities.
And I also see the third world coming up, but we're dropping.
Yes, I mean, it's not necessarily that the U.S. is tumbling to the bottom of the ocean or drowning to the bottom of the ocean. But in the last 20 years, other countries have made huge progress and are now major competitors to the U.S. And so the U.S. and also to some extent Western Europe have stagnated while others have come up.
Got it. Mark Faber, thank you so much for joining us. The website's gloomboomdoom.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
All right, we'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more. Stay with us. 1-800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live, and then, of course, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're going to have wide open phones now for the balance of today's transmission. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We got Bill, Doc, John, William, Julio, and others. And I was just told in my ear from Minnesota that Doc is the guy's YouTube video I played on air yesterday, really in 10 minutes, because I get in these long-winded rants, take me an hour to talk about it, really broke down how in the Soviet Union, Nazi Germany, they just create these lists, these terror lists, these dissident lists that you can't find out why you got on them, can't get off of them. First, you can't have business, can't travel. Then you got to live in a certain area. Then you're arrested. That's what's being announced, being set up. So we'll talk to him in a minute. But first, Bill in Iowa disagrees. Let's see what this is. Hey, Bill.
Yes, Alex. I'm one of your biggest fans. But anyway, earlier in the broadcast, did I misunderstand or did you say that you could shoot a turkey at 6,000 yards?
Yeah, I meant 600 yards.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
that's funny. That's funny. You know what happens when you get on air, just like Dr. Piazza was saying, when you actually get in a shootout with somebody, you lose half your mind and aren't as good as you are when you're calm. When you're on air and you're sitting here just talking to somebody and 600 yards, not 6,000 yards, obviously a 50 caliber, you might be able to shoot something at 1,000 yards. And I actually have, you know, shot like old junk cars at a buddy's house at 1,000 yards at night with tracers. Now, that is fun. Looks like Star Wars, big red tracer shoots out and then boom. You know, you see it 1,000 yards just shh, and then you hear like thunk when it hits. But yes, I constantly do stuff like that. Like one time I said, you know, in 1676, we'd have started the war with the Redcoats. Then later I hear the show and I'm driving down the road rebroadcast. I'm like, it's 1776. So yes, I'm correct. Didn't sound stupid. But I mean, that happens when you're on the air 4 hours a day. I'm constantly, probably once or twice a day, I was diagnosed dyslexic. Now, who knows if dyslexic and all that's even real? Maybe it's just normal that certain percentage of people write B's backwards and D's backwards, and I'll flip numbers. That's why my wife does the accounting and not me. So I'm constantly, you know, 600 yards, 6,000 yards. I was thinking of a shot I took. The fence line at my uncle's was 600 yards away, and this deer jumps over it, and I fired once, and I saw it hit the ground right in front of it. And then I fired again and hit him right in the chest, and he fell over and died. You know, I was shooting him straight on. And so that was the last 625 yards, actually, shot I took. But I did it on my second shot. But when I was like 14, I would have killed him on the first shot. So that was the issue, yes.
About that, I just had to gig you on that. I thought it was...
Yeah, my grandpa could shoot a turkey at 6,000 yards, no.
Yeah, keep up the good work, my friend.
All right, buddy, I appreciate it. Yeah, when I was like 16, probably my best shot when I used to go shooting every weekend with a 243, we had a shooting range out on our property, a fence line, and I could put a Tabasco bottle up on the fence post, and I could shoot the red cap off at 200 yards. And that was with like a 5-power scope, not even a very fancy scope. Now, if I tried 2 or 3 times at 200 yards, I'd be able to hit the Tabasco bottle, the little Tabasco bottle. I hit it every time. It was a big one. In fact, I used to go to the shooting range, and I could sit there at 100 yards and shoot to the same hole 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 sometimes times. I mean, same hole at 100 yards. Just boom, you know, just perfect. Now, that's precision. And now, 100 yards, you know, I can make a big hole, you know, but I mean, I'm talking the same hole, folks. And that's how you build a skill, and then you lose it. So that was my whole issue, talking fast. See, the problem is, I've actually, and I appreciate your call, Bill, I've actually listened to a lot of other talk show hosts. What they do is they wait with a guest and then let them talk, and then they take their time when they talk. That is the guest, the host does. They just do it real slick and real calm and wait and then talk slow. And even though they're interrupting more, it has the illusion of not interrupting. Whereas me, I'll kind of fast throw stuff in with a guest because I got the thought and I don't want to forget it. And then I'll say 6,000 yards instead of 600 yards. Okay, that's how that works. It doesn't even matter. Doc in California. Doc, how you doing?
How you doing, Alex?
Good, buddy.
Hey, it's great to be with you. I'm Sergeant Arms for the Sacramaniacs Motorcycle Club out here in Sacramento.
Oh, great.
And I really appreciate you putting my video up on there. We got shut down like a week prior to that. They just closed my channel.
The fellow that runs the Alex Jones channel, he now tries to post everybody who gets censored. But we've posted your videos before. It's always great info because you're really good at calmly going over things and giving a lot of background. You have a good knowledge of this. And we did see they erased your account. And for those that don't know, thousands of Patriot accounts are being erased for no reason. And in fact, your videos are just you on a webcam. They don't even make copyright claims. They just erase you. And so,
yeah, they wouldn't even give me a reason. They just said, they said something about my video and something to do with Google search. And that was it. There was no appeal, nothing. It was just, they just ended my account. But the main reason that I've been trying to call the last couple of days is this gun bill and the way they're singling out groups. It's not that they're going to start going around and messing with people. They came not to just our club, but to the Vagos as well, and they raided us all, took us outside. They had the Department of Homeland Security, they had the BATF, and they made us and all our wives hold up mugshot signs, took pictures of us all, and said it was going in a database, terrorist database.
Well, let me stop you.
They said that they would be back to get us later.
All right, well, let me just stop you. I wasn't aware of this, but for those that don't know, and I'm going to let you tell the story. I want you to tell it all in detail here because, I believe you because I'm already aware of this. And you try to tell listeners this. First, who did Hitler first persecute? Jews, gypsies, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witness, stuff like that, because that's a minority. It's okay to persecute them. And they've always harassed motorcycle gangs, even, mainline clubs. And so the issue is they do it to a minority first. And around here in Texas, clean cut 14-year-old can be walking back or riding his scooter from his job at a gas station. The cops pull you over, get you up against a wall. This happened to me when I was like 20 here in Austin. And they want to question you and take a photo of you. And they put you in the gang database so they can then fluff it up and act like everybody's a terrorist. They're now arresting citizens that photographed downtown D.C. It almost happened to us. Most veterans I know, when I say most of the veterans I know can't buy guns anymore. No criminal record. The cops won't say, the NICS system won't say why. They just say you're refused. And there's no way to appeal. That's just the end of it in America. They're telling the VFWs that they're basically criminals. They've got to report all their Civil War cannons and everything. And the BATF, they say, is going to be visiting them. And then we called the head office in D.C. and they said, yeah, BATF's going to be watching veterans. There are training manuals. I'm just giving people that are watching this for the first time, because I know this will probably go viral on the web since we're bringing this up. I just showed you mainstream news. ACLU admits they're teaching all the military that all protest is illegal and an act of terrorism. The Army's watching in the Fed groups. We got the secret documents. Then it became mainstream news that I'm being watched by the Army. The Army follows me around. I mean, I've had them in parking lots come up and threaten me years ago and tell me, they're watching me and they're going to get me. So this is all part of the mafia stuff. And you tell people, it's like when I told folks the FBI was here, but I couldn't say because there was a gag order in the federal subpoena. They thought that was a lie until it was all over AP and everywhere after the guy was arrested. They were looking for, and so when I tell you they blocked my car in before and I get out and go, what's the problem? And it's guys going, the problem is we're watching you, Jones. The military's watching you. Watch your ass. And so when you bring this story up, I believe you because this is what they're doing. They're going around with federal police. They've announced they federalized state police all over the country. They haven't told most of the state police yet, but they're already under federal control. They've openly announced it in Arizona. So I wanted to interrupt you and back you up that they're announcing gun owners, veterans, conservatives, everybody's a terrorist. Now, slowly, tell us about your bike club. Tell us word for word when it was, what happened, and then I'm going to look into it. Go ahead. This is major news. Go ahead.
Well, what happened is Kevin Johnson is the mayor out here. And when he was trying to get elected, he pulled all these publicity stunts. And over a three-day period, he did an operation called Snag. And I think if you Google that, it'll come up in the SAC-B Operation Snag. They arrested like 500 and something, 80 people or something like that. Well, what they were doing is just driving around the street and arresting anybody that had red sneakers on or a blue hat, you know, because red and blue are gang colors. And
same things happened to me. One time I was wearing a blue hat with Pennsylvania team. So I like the black hat, dark navy blue. And I was all questioned if I was a terrorist, but go ahead.
Yeah, so, and I guess they wanted some high-profile names, or at least some local high-profile names they could blast in the paper. So they came after our club, and I guess the Vargo Club as well out here. And what they did is they just came in and busted in. You know, they came in all SWAT style, and they tore the whole house apart. They broke our furniture in little pieces, because that's, you know, that's what they do. If you haven't done anything wrong, they'll just break all your property. There was this caricature that my wife had done of her sitting on a motorcycle, and they snatched that up, said it was gang paraphernalia, and then grabbed these mugshot papers, you know, had a little number on them and our names, and then they took a bunch of pictures, you know, the BATF and Homeland Security and all that, and they took me to jail. I was in jail for 13 days. Took 13 days for me to get out.
What did they say you'd done?
I was in possession of gang paraphernalia. That was
what
they
said.
Well,
no. Let me stop you. Have you seen Road to Tyranny, where they pull over a naval veteran, married woman, in town buying canning supplies, doesn't drink or smoke? She comes to a checkpoint because it's all in the surveillance camera she got in the lawsuit from the cops, Abby Newman, and they want to search her car, and she says, no, you don't have a Fourth Amendment. You just stopped all these cars here. They say, get out, and they find a pocket constitution, and the state police begin hyperventilating like they found a dead baby or something, going, I can't believe it. She's not allowed to have this, and they arrest her for anti-government paraphernalia on video, just like them choking ambulance people now. I mean, total mental illness. Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, here's I just wanted to back you up that you were taken to jail for paraphernalia. I guess it's illegal now to have your, what, leather bomber jacket with the club or something?
Yeah, what they were looking for here is they insisted that we were some white supremacist outfit. They tried to say we were skinheads. And as you can see from the video, I have hair down in the middle of my back, so that kind of disqualifies me from being a skinhead. That and my wife's Hispanic, I think that disqualifies me too. But they tried to say that we were a white supremacist outfit, and that allowed them to haul us all in under this snag program.
Okay, so they're saying under terrorism, under Patriot Act, this is how they're harassing and citizens aren't getting their Bill of Rights. They're arresting kids for prank phone calls now under Patriot Act and not giving them rights. And so they said that, I guess, motorcycles, and of course there's no law against motorcycles or leather jackets, but they selectively say you're not allowed to have that. So you were in jail for how many days?
13.
And what were they saying the whole time? I mean, were they trying to get you to plea bargain before they let you out to agree that you'd committed crime?
The whole thing was whether or not I had committed a crime. It wasn't even to do with, they were trying to force another agency to give me up to a year in jail for it. For gang paraphernalia, yeah.
Because you have a motorcycle club? Tell us about your motorcycle club.
Well, we started about almost 30 years ago out here in Sacramento. We were supposed to be an offshoot of the Hells Angels, and things kind of fell apart with that. And so we started doing our own thing. And, you know, we have our good apples and our bad apples. And so, you know, if like any other club, like the Misfits or anyone else, if you look us up, there's plenty of bad stories to go with the good stories. But about 10 years ago, we did the mandatory clean and sober thing for our club. And a lot of us went back to college and got degrees to be, like myself, I'm a drug and alcohol counselor, and then two other club members are now. Now, as a way to give back to the community, for real, rather than just a picture of me on a motorcycle carrying a teddy bear at Christmas, you know, for real giving back to the community. So since then, it's all been based on basically you have to be clean and sober. You have to love what this country stands for, because being in a motorcycle club is about freedom.
Okay, so I mean, that's what I thought from seeing some of the club videos. So it's an anti-New World Order mainline, defend the Bill of Rights, really a paleo-conservative or libertarian type club. And basically then they've got all this anti-terror money, so they raided you under terror and arrested you, and next time you'll be taken to a camp X-ray, and they are building giant camps in Montana and Utah and Wyoming on record that U.S. citizens are already in. Go ahead.
Yeah, and not only that, but they actually, the federal guys actually were smirking and laughing and telling my wife how they were going to be back to get me anyway, and that she better get ready to live without me and blah, blah, blah. And they were going to take her kids, and they already took CPS already took one of her kids from her and won't give them back just because I'm here. So, and
my God, you've had the government kidnap your kids. Well, this is, but people don't care about somebody with long hair, all these blue haired folks. But now they're getting robbed all over Texas and the rest of the country by the cops, where they just say, give me your wallet, lady. And the old lady talks back. They just right in the face. This is on record. And so I think even the mainline public starting to figure out this is mafia. So these guys were having fun saying, we're going to kidnap the rest of your kids and just enjoying themselves.
Yeah. And they're taking me in. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, and they're taking me in, right? And they take me, you know, with no shoes, no socks, nothing. And I want people to get an idea of what they do when they take you in, right? Because when they take you in, right, they strip you out and put you in a freezing cold room for hours on end. And then they'll pack you in there with about 40 other guys in a room designed for about 8. And they'll leave you guys in there all night, freezing. It's like 32 degrees, 33 degrees in there, laughing and joking about it. You can't get medical.
Yeah, it's all part of torture. It's all part of torture. But don't worry, those jail guards are going to lose their house too. And their kids are going to die of brain tumors from the fluoride they're drinking. They want evil, they get it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Coming up later, I'm going to show video, play the audio of Beck staging crying and having stuff put in his eyes to then go cry. And he does the same thing on his TV show. And again, I'm not into attacking Glenn Beck. It's just he is a Judas Code operative. If the mainstream media wants to be pro-New World Order and works for the banks, most of them just admit it and are anti-freedom openly. Beck acts like he's us and then constantly says, arrest us. And then meanwhile, the police are actually out doing it. Pulling over, you know, little ladies with canning supplies and, we got a Constitution. How to play that. I mean, they literally are going, they're like they found the most poisonous, deadly snake or an abominable snowman. The Yeti was in their trunk or something, like a giant cobra jumped out. And they got a little pocket Constitution basically urinating on themselves. I mean, this is brainwashing, folks. I got one. She's got one. I swore an oath to. It's deadly dangerous. And then arresting people that have my videos. I mean, this government is rogue and criminal. We're going to talk to him in just a minute. That's why it's important, folks, to get the Money Masters, How Banks Create the World's Money. This 3.5-hour film, 1995, well-produced. You want to understand how this stuff operates, get it at Infowars.com. Got that deal I keep mentioning, where you can get in-game for $9.95, other deals where you get it free with this. Just go check out all the combos I've got where you get Aaron Russo's Reflections and Warnings with updated info with me and the entire unedited interview. It's all there. Some behind-the-scenes stuff. Get this free when you get it with some of the other films that are already half price at Infowars.com. We're also carrying Life on the Edge of a Bubble, the latest film by William Lewis. Excellent film. Blowing the American Dream, Life on the Edge of a Bubble. Excellent to explain to people out there that don't know what's going on. If we don't educate people, these criminals are going to win. So 888-253-3139 to call an order. 888-253-3139. Or you can see all of my films online right now, including Reflections and Warnings, at PrisonPlanet.tv. I want to thank all the members there who are members of PrisonPlanet.tv. You can also write to me again, Alex Jones, 3001, South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And all your purchases of the books and videos make this operation possible. All right, so going back to Doc, in the minute or two we got left, I'm going to come back and go to John, William, Julio, MHL, and others. Finish up, Doc. So they finally had to let you go, though.
Yeah, and they let me go, and I got out and came home, and that was when I realized, right, that there had to be something that I could do to let people know what was coming. And so that's why I started the channel, was so that I could just share some of what they were doing to me, because this is always incremental. If they're going to start with us, and people are going to cheer about that, but then it's on to them next. They're on the list. So it's on to them next. And I can't thank you enough for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate that. And I joined up Prison Planet a couple weeks ago, and it's excellent. I love it. I think everybody should. So,
well, Doc, listen.
Thank you for the time.
Well, thank you. I'm just glad that you put a YouTube up channel and in a few months had tens of thousands of views. Your videos were all getting thousands of views every time. People really were connecting with you. And then they erased your channel because they're scared of you and everybody else. They don't want you fighting back. I'm sure the local feds said, take that down. You're back and your channel's even bigger now in just a few days, and they censor you again. We just prove YouTube is run by a bunch of New World Order scum. We start doppelganging all our material on other sites. And no, they're openly announcing they're going to start shutting the web down. This is mainstream news. So we better use it while it's there. And I like the fact that you're coming back. You're speaking out. You're not just rolling over and just start doing videos about other kidnapping your wife's kids. You know, really expose this. Take care, Doc. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Going to start the final hour. There's been some new big 9/11 developments. Jason Burmis will be popping in the last 15 minutes of the show. But your calls and a ton of other news I haven't even gotten to straight ahead in 60, well, with a station IDs, network IDs, 70 seconds. We'll be right back.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. We are now in the final hour of this Tuesday edition. I'm going to recap some of the top stories, get a bunch of these I haven't covered yet. But first, I want to continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to John in West Virginia. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? I listen to you every day. I love you all.
We love you too, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I mean, we got to talking about this. You know, I joined the military back in 91, and our on the cover of our training manual was a big globe, and it said global reach, global power. And, you know, I really didn't think about that much until I started listening to you all. I mean, you know, look, I try to drill this into my friends' heads, and then, you know, also, like last night, you were talking, you know, get off your butts and do something, you know, and I was telling my buddy, you know, because Ray Hall, our puppet in office up here, him and Rockefeller, signed this bill for $6.5 million to get from Homeland Security, and I was trying to explain what that meant to my friends. I said, 80% is supposed to go to local sheriffs and other entities like that, and 20% is supposed to go for that compulsory service, and then FEMA gets $100,000. So I called his office to ask him about why does he keep voting against the American people, and the only thing that I got from them was, would you like to leave a message? You know, so I think we're going to go up and, I guess, protest and be considered terrorists of the world.
Well, look, they're trying to say all protest is terrorism when all our veterans supposedly fought and died for, was that right, to create a chilling effect, Singer. Not allowed to protest. Now, we're about to have the Federal Reserve not just get unlimited money, but run everything. And the feds are federalizing all the states with this water bill, saying not just the water, but everything surrounding it. They admit total takeover, just unspeakable level. They have to try to intimidate us so they can grab their ill-gotten gains. They are the criminals. They are the bad people. They are illegitimate. We are in the right. That's why they're hiring thugs and scum and control freaks. And I don't see it working, and I appreciate your call. God bless you, sir. Good to hear from you, John. William in Texas. William, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Alex?
Good.
Pleasure to talk to the man who knows the truth.
Well, I try. What's on your mind?
Well, I have several things I needed to tell you. First of all, in regards to Mr. Piazza, I think his front sight program is absolutely astounding. I think it's something everybody should do. And I say that because I'm retired from Texas Parks and Wildlife, where we offer a hunter safety course, and I think that's important for people to do as well.
Absolutely. I have promoted those, and I promoted all sort of the Appleseed group. I mean, whatever you do, they phased out a lot of the YMCA and Boy Scout shooting, unfortunately, but we need to get that culture back.
Oh, absolutely. I thoroughly agree. And if nothing else, you know, they learn the do's and don'ts about a firearm. And the next thing is in regards to the 9/11 event, I have been watching world events and scripture and things like this for several years. I became very interested the morning that that happened and knew that there was a lot more to it than was just meeting the eye. And along with your info that you've put out and some of the videos I've seen and information I've been able to gather, I thought, well, you know, I really wanted to get to the bottom of some of this. There's a very good friend of mine I've known all my life. He is an executive with American Airlines. I quizzed him about this, and it was basically on the airliners supposedly lost that day. And he told me there were no airliners lost that day out of their fleet.
No, absolutely. In fact, I got Jason Burmis coming up. We'll just do this now with Jason Burmis. I'm just going to have him in because he brought this news to my attention. In fact, I've got the article right here somewhere in my stack. But stay there. I'm going to come right back to you after this break, William. Then we'll go to Julio, MHL, Garrett, Uni, and others. Everybody stay with us. Open phones in the final hour. PrisonPlanet.tv. We are simulcasting the radio show right now. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I was going to get into a bunch of huge new 9/11 developments just today. And there's developments like this every day or two now, tens of thousands of them in triplicate, total black op attack. There is no way to deny it. Hijackers trained at bases, embassies told they were CIA, let them in with security clearances, trained at bases, heads of defense language school going public saying it's an inside job. These guys were U.S. spies.
I mean, on and on, drills of the same buildings being attacked, the buildings being blown up, the firefighter saying it was molten steel, blasted off, thermite found, confirmed, the government's own reports, the sulfidation, the thermite, didn't know why it was there. I mean, but it's so big, they know we can never admit it publicly because it would bring the whole system down. People just, it's too scary. The government did it. Well, yeah, and they bombed Dresden and killed 500,000 Germans in one night. They bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. They gave, they sterilized half the Native Americans in the country. This is in the 70s. I have mainstream news, London Telegraph, where they go sterilize women in Africa when they go in to think they're getting a medical checkup. They just chlorophyll you and get in there and cut the tubes, baby. I mean, this is how they roll. And they're doing it to you. They took your blood at birth 36 years ago. Everybody born for 36 years, anywhere in the Western world, global program, you go in a illegal DNA database. I told you that 12 years ago. Now it's front page of the Awesome American Statesman going, yeah, they secretly took your blood because you wouldn't give it, but it's for your own good. And the Genome Project's got it. And it is related to brain-specific bioweapon development. But, hey, we got to kill you. I mean, you know. And the cops love it. They're injecting their kids, too, drinking fluoride. Oh, God, I love dying. I love the government. Hail the government. I mean, it just makes me sick that we put up with this crap, all of us together, thinking we're fighting with each other. Now, I want to go back. I'm sorry. I got a little upset there. I want to go back to William in Texas. William, you're saying you were calling in about the firearms issue, saying you were a retired Texas Parks and Wildlife shooting safety course, which is a shooting course, really good. When you went into your buddy, executive of American Airlines, I've had FAA people talk to me. I've had American Airlines. I've had other company people tell me. But it's on record that all four flights were at 25% exact occupancy apiece on a day where the East Coast was 89% occupancy, that they even had that average. Magically, these guys have been all these flights doing drills like they were going to take over with James Woods reporting it, going to the FBI with the captain saying, we think these guys are hijackers. The FBI said, shut up or we'll arrest you. Don't tell anybody. These were operatives. We have it in triplicate. But we've got new developments today, but you're saying this is hearsay, but it's an interesting story, anecdotal. Tell folks, specifically your friend and executive of American Airlines, explaining none of our fleets missing.
Well, I knew there was something not quite right with this from the very beginning, and that I guess that's what got my curiosity up. And when I found out through the news, you know, that there were American Airlines aircraft involved, then I knew I could get to the bottom of it because this guy's like my brother. He wouldn't lie to me, and he didn't. And he specifically said, no, we didn't lose any airliners that day. Now, along with that, my brother was an executive with Delta Airlines for 13 years. And one thing a lot of these executives do is they know people in other airlines. And so I quizzed my brother about this, and he knew some higher-ups in the United Airlines, and they did not lose an aircraft that day either.
Well, let me explain. They have the NASA facility switching planes. When you read the declassified Northwoods plan, it's how they paint up one plane like another, have CIA and government people. Notice how most of them were government. They were staging their deaths to be part of the hoax. They get on the plane. It takes off, goes one place. Then the drone goes another. But go ahead.
Well, the next thing that I got really curious about is a passenger manifest. And as far as we can tell and everything these guys, my brother and my friend at American has told me is that, you know, they don't have any records of that. So, you know, this sounds like a real elaborate.
No, that's Associated Press, too. They the first passenger list weren't right. The new ones came out. Then the hijackers weren't on the list. There were other names. Then they were. There's all sorts of chicanery going on. Anything else?
Well, one other thing, Alex, that's very, very important, and I'm a cancer survivor. I have been through 6 surgeries, chemo and radiation, only to be sent home and given 6 months to live. I have now made 16 years since my last chemo treatment due to studying and researching human immunology and health and nutrition. And there's one thing that I would like to point out, that this is very, very accurate. I work with a lot of people with health problems, especially more cancer patients than anything.
pH?
I beg your pardon?
pH?
That has a lot to do with it, yes. There is one thing in particular, the raw, unfiltered, organic apple cider vinegar is the key thing in this, and the reason being is there are over 55,000 negative fungus in the world, and all 931 diseases cannot live in this raw vinegar once it's present in your body on a constant basis. And we take people just like I was that are sent home to die from cancer centers and cancer doctors, and we turn them around in just a few months by putting them on a particular program. It's real simple. It's a year's supply of it's cheaper than going to the doctor one time. But it works every time. We have yet to see it not work.
Amazing. Send me the information or write an article for us. We can't make claims, but you can tell folks your experience. Writers at Infowars.com. Write that up. I want to make sure Kurt and Paul and everybody are checking these and getting them posted. Writers at Infowars.com. Kind of have an op-ed piece. Thank you so much, sir. Jason, we've got multiple developments. You know, when we see this headline at Infowars.com, 911 FEMA videographer at Ground Zero goes public, and he's on record. He was there and has the video to prove it. But it's not just him. It's all these other firemen and police and medics I've talked to and interviewed and police officers that saw them saying, get back, we're going to blow the building up. Then the CNN footage services, people where the cops are saying, get back, we're going to blow it up. And there's our witness on the side. You know, years after they're telling us these stories, there's the video. People go, oh, that was actually on CNN that day. So we're proven right on that. The firemen saying there were bombs going off. Barry Jennings saying that mysteriously dying. All of this going on. And then we have the firefighters who found the black boxes, put them on four-wheelers. The feds said, you never saw that. That's in Philadelphia Daily News. That's in...
Whole book about it.
Associated Press. Yeah, we've talked to them. The majority of victims' families believe it's an inside job. We've had them on. So we've had the heads of the biggest groups on saying the majority believe that. So it isn't just one piece here, one piece there. The truth is coming out. Burmese, tell us about these latest developments, including these planes all being mothballed until the special day.
Yeah, it seems that due to an FOIA request by Aiden Monaghan, he does more FOIAs than I've ever seen anybody. He gets a lot of great developments. You can see the actual documents the U.S. Department of Transportation sent back to him, and they are now claiming that the four aircraft that were used on 9/11 had not been used since December of 2000. So that means a nine-month window between all planes actually being used. And that doesn't seem to coincide with what they put on the Internet. There's a separate Internet regulation list where these planes were scheduled to fly on September 10th.
And there's the department, and there's the Department of Transportation's internal document with all the information. But the issue here is, notice, right when Bush gets in, they decide to go with the operation, and that's when they go into mothball and start preparing them, exactly as the Northwoods plan called for, exactly how we document in martial law. They could have had two different programs going on simultaneously. Continue, Burmese.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought this was, you know, something we had to report on. Obviously, the insinuation here is that they may have been fitted with Global Hawk technology if it wasn't already present. We knew Global Hawk technology. You covered that in Masters of Terror and Road to Tyranny.
Well, remember Bush, a day after the attack, he's in New York, and he's given a speech, and he says, we've got systems for remote control where this won't happen anymore. And the person behind him grabs him by the arm and says, stop it!
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, we got to find that video. I saw it live on TV. Since the 60s, they've had big jumbo jets taking off and landing, flying from California to Australia.
Well, if you listen to the Northwoods plan, I mean,
Joe Kennedy Jr. died, the firstborn.
Yes.
He died remote controlling. He had a chase plane in a, I think it was a P-38 Lightning, chasing another B-17 loaded with explosives as a cruise missile.
Mm-hmm.
The Germans weren't the only ones that had these,
mm-hmm.
the V-1s, V-6s. The point is, they've had remote control aircraft since World War II.
Oh, by far. And like I said, read the Northwoods document. Like you said, these people...
They say remote control.
Well, they say U.S. military on what seems to be a commercial flight. They put that flight into the air. Then they have another flight the same way, painted up. That's remote control. Then the remote control doesn't stop there. They are also going to remote control a painted up Russian MiG fighter. And that remote controlled aircraft is the one that shoots down the other remote controlled aircraft. Wait, it's even crazier, folks. Read the documents. Then somebody else is going to drop debris over a field while a drill is taking place. So the people taking part in the drill see the debris over the field and they believe it's a real attack. That's how elaborate and compartmentalized that plan was.
And to have Marines attack U.S. Army bases and blame it on the Russians. Now, stopping there, let's remember Hitler did this. The British constantly did this for 300 years. It's called false flag. Now, in West Point training for higher-level officers, for people that are taking that training to try to go for that later in life,
In the strategic operation, there is pawn sacrifice or even higher peace sacrifice. And it's a classic thing going back to Alexander the Great. You'll deploy a smaller group knowing they're going to get overwhelmed and killed. And you do that to draw the enemy out, not being able to resist crushing that smaller force. Now you can have your troops come up over both the hills and encircle the enemy with your main force. There's many different variants of this where you'll say, kill 10,000 of our soldiers, use them as bait. It's just standard military ops. So they said, look, we're going to have to kill a lot of Americans. It's what we need to do for our empire. And they just did it. And this is how it's done. And then it got released 2 years ago. Rumsfeld, with the top generals, the retired generals who were lying and saying they weren't on Pentagon payroll and turned out they were, the advice for all the news channels that are basically CIA run, going, you know, Rumsfeld, minus a major terror attack, 9/11 sure helped us. We need another one. And they go, yeah, I know what you mean. We need that, don't we? They almost say they did it on tape. I mean, they're just enjoying themselves. Because it's a religion of not caring about you. It's a control freak's religion of, we're going to put sodium fluoride in the people, and they're going to be retarded and not be able to face us down. We're going to shoot your kids up with brain-damaging chemicals. It's all a big enjoyment. Ah, look at the cattle. They can't figure it out. Look at the cattle. They can't resist us even as we kill them. So you're pawns to them. Your whole life, your whole family, what's taught at West Point is how to sacrifice troops to draw in the enemy. So it's standard military procedure. And for the grunts out there, they don't care about you either.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128. And let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C. Fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Riders on the storm, riders on the storm, into this house we're born.
All right, I want to finish up with this 9/11 news. We're going to come back in the next long segment, take your calls and cover news. Okay, Jason Burmes, we've gotten into the fact that the Transportation Administration admits, oh, these planes, all four, two different airlines, magically had been mothballed at the same time and then rolled out together and then only had 25% occupancy exactly. And then the list later didn't match the list of people that got on the plane. And you've got these Arabs that the CIA ordered let in the country and that were trained at military bases on record, but that no one wants to discuss that. Let's just give up all our rights because Al-Qaeda hit us and the government loves us. And let's, again, take lots of injections.
Yeah, and no one's supposed to discuss the fact that these four planes that were allegedly hijacked didn't emit a hijacking code, yet the other quote-unquote hijackings that went on that day that are exposed by the FBI's own Team 8 report. See, a lot of people don't know that there's a bunch of sub-reports that go into the 9/11 Commission report, and you can now download those in PDF form, and they'll tell you about the other hijackings that I cover in Fabled Enemies. Those ones did emit hijack signals, Alex, but magically the four that were hijacked that day weren't. Oh, yeah.
Now, those were the decoys to distract. And for those that don't know, they admit that four doomsday planes were over New York and D.C. and shadowing the attack drones. And then it's admitted it's the doomsday black op planes running the attack. The shadow government attacked us to then have the pretext to bring NORTHCOM out, to bring out the army brigades, to bring in the federalization grid so the bankers could then take over the country, implode the economy, and bring in world dictatorship. Excellent terror attack launched by the Pentagon. Well done.
And, you know, that gentleman who was on the line before talking about American Airlines and United not losing a plane, well, it is interesting. If you actually sit down and listen to the NORAD tapes instead of just, you know, relying on what the mainstream media and the liars told you at the 9/11 Commission, we actually have a commissioner now writing a book saying everything that NORAD said was a lie. I think Philip Shannon is the one that did that.
But we're almost out of time. No, 9/11's like they said, Burmes. Yeah. Everything's fine.
I just want to say they were chasing Flight 11 for 40 minutes after it hit the tower.
It doesn't exist. Government's fine.
All right, this FEMA guy comes out, right? He was there the day of. He had restricted access. What does he say was his first red flag? Yeah, well, it was really odd how FEMA already had their command center set up the day before, and they were on the scene.
And then they got caught about that in testimony, then lied, and then later had to admit, okay, we were doing a drill for Tripod 2 for terror attacks and anthrax attacks, so we moved the command center out of the CIA Building 7 to the end of the pier.
Yeah.
So it turns out they lied. They were there beforehand.
And this
but that's fine. Again, no big deal. The government cares about you. Take the vaccine.
You know when this guy got a call, Alex?
Like, bring me some tap water. Yeah. Fluoride's good. I mean, no, it is.
This
go ahead.
Guy gets a call, magically, after the first plane hit, and it's not even known that it's a terrorist attack. Just a small plane has hit the World Trade Center. All of a sudden, this guy gets called, and he thought to himself, well, why is FEMA getting involved in an accident? He got called before the second plane even hit the tower.
Oh, come on. They're trying to fight Al-Qaeda, Jason.
Well, you know,
we gotta get rid of the Bill of Rights, Al-Qaeda! Al-Qaeda's gonna hit us!
You know, this guy goes into how he was in certain places in the building, such as one of the CIA command centers.
I just love America.
And the documents are mysteriously gone. The safes aren't there. It looks like they might have moved some documentation out beforehand. And he literally says he's got all this video that he can't even go and find all the anomalies himself. And he openly talks and alludes to not only the controlled demolition.
Well, he should immediately just load it all to YouTube channels. Because he's saying they're after him. He's crazy if he doesn't put this out.
Yeah, I hope he's that technologically savvy. You think being a videographer for FEMA under an official capacity, this is yet another FEMA whistleblower.
We have all the firefighters and police and black boxes and bombs going off and firefighters going, it was molten metal like a slag heap. And
I can cut an article out of New York Newsday from 5 days after the attacks where Peter Bakersky, the head of FEMA in New York, cops to the fact that there are temperatures of 2,700 degrees at the World Trade
Center. We don't have to believe him.
It doesn't exist.
We have the NASA photos.
Oh, I know. Oh, people tell me the NASA photos are doctored, and those are only heat surface temperatures, so they're not.
And Northwoods isn't real.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if ABC News and Baltimore Sun report.
And Pataki and Giuliani didn't go on television and before the commission.
And the U.S. government didn't. You know, there's not a 2004 Army manual how to stage terror attacks.
No, none of it exists, Alex. It's all unicorns and fairy tales, apparently.
Well, all I know is Obama's balanced the budget, and the CIA, he said today, is not involved in Iran, and he says he's not hired one lobbyist, and he said he's not introduced any gun bills to restrict the Second Amendment. Doesn't matter if they're all public and are. I'm believing Obama, and I'm believing 9/11, and I'm believing it all because I am patriotic. And I think this bill with the feds are federalizing all water to take over everything is good. And I think it's good that they're trying to add more than 15 new vaccines to force us to take every year. And again, I just trust the government. And get out of here, Jason.
All right.
Jason will be back tonight, 9 to midnight. He is one sick person not agreeing with the government. Governments have never lied. They're the reason the sun shines and the grass grows. Remember it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
A springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
All right, I got a big news blitz coming up after I take your phone calls. I'm talking to Julio, Uni, Garrett, Cody, and Shammer. But that's it for calls. I got a few other stories I want to hit on. But first, some of the sponsors that have made today's transmission possible. I want to single them out and thank them. One of them is New Silver Solution. What can you do to keep you and your family safe from resistant strains of new deadly bacteria and viruses? I want you to go to SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new take on a silver compound. The Silver Solution is a natural antibiotic that has been clinically proven to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast effectively, and they have all that info on their site. It is a new technology and has proven to be a formidable weapon against the bio threats of today and tomorrow. Silver's an ancient antibiotic, folks, and antiviral. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. The new Silver Solution is patented and has been extensively tested with proven effectiveness and is non-toxic to both humans and animals. Click on the link to check out the uses of new Silver Solution. Order now to protect yourself and those you care about. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. And then lastly here, I want to tell you about Survival Seed Bank. You can still put in a summer or fall garden, ladies and gentlemen. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims for example, when seeds have the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are storing seeds. The UN is storing seeds. Globalists of every stripe are storing seeds near the Arctic Circle. Why do you think this is? You know why. Control and power. Solutions from Science is trying to get seeds out of the globalists' hands and into the hands of the people, one seed bank at a time, one family at a time. Survival Seed Bank from Solutions from Science contains enough proven pollinated seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. Seeds in the Survival Seed Bank are hand-picked for exceptional germination rates. Order a couple seed banks today while you still can. SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. You can always give Solutions from Science a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365 to get your hands on a couple of these great seeds. And last but not least, I had some of the new T-shirts in here. Punch up on InfoWars.com for people. I really haven't announced this. We've got 20-something new shirts now. We're adding new shirts every week at InfoWars.com, and we're selling these at really low prices, and it also supports our operation. We're trying to expand around here. But these are come-and-take-it shirts about the Second Amendment. You'll definitely win friends and make enemies with. Yellow Culpepper flag, Don't Tread on Me, and Live Free or Die in the Fed shirts. So many others available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. There's the Evil Minuteman shirt, Evil Paul Revere on the front. Let them know we're not going to be cowed by them. They're trying to create a chilling effect so we won't stand up and be patriotic and let the folks know what real patriotism. Real patriotism is not Federal Reserve ruling us, offshore banks ruling us, communist bureaucrats ruling us for the bankers, SWAT teams raiding everybody, gun confiscation, secret lists where gun owners can't own guns. Freedom is private property, the Second Amendment, mom and apple pie, guns and ammo, and liberty and self-sufficiency in 1776. Freedom is not 1984. And so you got all these ridiculous T-shirts and trends and things out there and clothing lines that are and fake neocon stuff that's supposedly patriotic. We want to make these shirts a huge trend and buzz, and it's actually taken off like a rocket, like a Saturn rocket to the moon, baby. So keep pushing it. Everybody, wear your colors out there openly. They can't get us all. Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. I love the Don't Be a Sucker Infowars.com shirt on the back and on the front. It's got worst president ever with a picture of George W. Bush and then split face beside it of Barack Obama until now. That's great to wake up liberals and conservatives. They'll be, what's that mean? Obama supporters will be, well, you don't like Bush, but you don't like Obama. And you can break their paradigm. And conservatives will go, you don't like Obama, but you don't like Bush either. Explain to me. And you can explain that it's all controlled. The Tyranny Response Team shirts are great. It's all available at Infowars.com. Okay. And there's yours truly wearing the Tyranny Response Team ball cap. Very handsome hat. I tell you, though, people bow down to law enforcement so much that it looks a little bit like a police raid shirt. But, you know, it's Tyranny Response Team, yellow on blue. And let me tell you, when I walk in a restaurant or something, even if they don't even know who I am, it's like, oh, yes, sir. Let me get your seat for you. Oh, is the drink here fast enough? Because they're so brain dead, they don't know it's a Patriot shirt. They think you're a cop. And so I almost don't even wear this shirt out in public. Because I don't like people groveling to me, but certainly when you go to, like, protests and stuff, the cops see it and go, oh, because everything is about coloring. Just like there'll be a beetle that has, like, the two eyes on its back. It's not really eyes, but it looks like eyes. Then birds are scared to eat it because it looks like big eyes, you know, or butterflies. That's why butterflies, it looks like two eyes. That's to scare birds because birds see eyes that are that big. That's a big animal. So a bird that's this big isn't going to attack something that's got eyes that are this big, because an animal that's got eyes that big would be about this big. See, those are the tricks of nature. Well, see, it's the same thing. Cops see something in yellow and blue. They kind of go, it's one of us. It's a god. And then they go, well, it's Tyranny Response Team. What is that? Are you a god? Because you've got the coloration. Because everything's been dumbed down to that. I didn't realize what these Tyranny Response Team shirts with Infowars.com would do. But they certainly shake everybody up. They're like, is that a god? And they actually think like Zeus is walking upon the earth and you're wearing god colors. And some cops will say, are you allowed to wear that? That's a god shirt. They had the same thing in England, ancient England. You couldn't wear the color purple or red. Those were royal colors. You're almost wearing a royal color. And it does it very upsetting to the police. They're like, oh, he's wearing god color. You're allowed to wear yellow and blue. We're god level too now. You know, you can wear costumes. We can wear costumes. That's what headdresses and crowns are about. Ooh, it's the queen. That's what the police uniforms are about. We're better than you. Well, we can wear God uniforms, too. See, it really shakes them up. Who's, you understand what I'm saying here? No, good, good, good. Make sure. Just who's sometimes just kind of going, huh? You're like, oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen, I've had too much coffee today. Most days I drink like two cups. Sometimes I drink three or four, and they brought a big thing of Starbucks in today for some reason. And Starbucks is shouldn't be legal. I'll tell you that right now. All right, I'm going to shut up. Julio in Illinois, you are on the air, sir. Welcome.
Alex, thank you very much. Thank you for what you've been doing for the American people, waking me up and waking everybody up about these horrible people that are the real criminals in this country. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind today?
The media. I'm a junior at Western Illinois University. I'm a broadcasting major. Thank God I want to be a sports broadcaster and not a lying journalist like I see on TV nowadays, like Glenn Beck and all these people on MSNBC, Chris Matthews and all these people. What can, like, future journalists like myself, guerrilla news people, as you mentioned, can do to ask tough questions? What do you think we can do? And I recall a YouTube video, an interview you had with some guy who was going to do a website about putting up videos. Can you give us an update about that?
Well, yeah, Daryl Rundis is going to create another free service for people to upload their videos to. I think You Do It News or something. I forget the exact name. We'll have him back on when it launches. But if I was you, I wouldn't wait. Do your sports broadcasting. That's fine. But on the side, even with a pseudonym, you know, a pen name, have your own blog and just do a little blurb every day, photo, people start linking to it. Have your own analysis. All of us start speaking, not just repeating what the mainstream media says. By there being more voices, that creates the real diversity of ideas and thought, not the fake diversity of what the New World Order says. You know, their diversity is believing what they say. It's not real diversity of ideas and thought and renaissance. So there's that going on. There's legal
AM transmitters that with the right antenna, even on an apartment, will go out 2, 3, 4 miles. Start running internet radio over that so the audience is there, and then do a one-hour show whenever you feel like it. You're in rush hour. You might have 50 listeners. Wouldn't you stop in front of an audience of 50 people and give a speech? So micro FM, calling to talk radio. The best way to break into radio, I didn't have to do this, but a lot of people I know have listened to me and done it. You go buy an hour on a local AM or FM station. Just say, I want to cover the news from a libertarian perspective. Kind of, you know, use that term so it sounds somewhat mainstream but not too radical. Get on. Pay for it at first, $50, $100 an hour, whatever it is. Get a few sponsors, even if it's tiny, to pay for it, and plug your news blog. And then there are literally hundreds of people that I know now that have radio shows around the country who just did my idea. Very simple. Just do something. Don't wait. I mean, believe me, they may want you to have that degree to have some credentials to do sports broadcasting. The biggest thing you're going to do to break into sports broadcasting is with local stations. Just have a good attitude, be there, you know, hang out with the people that are on it, try to become a sidekick on the shows. That's how you get on radio. Not, there's always three or four guys in any radio office who've got all these degrees but are timid, and, you know, they're going to be taking the garbage out. So you just got to get on the air, do it, do it, do it. Also, writing news copy. Create a site where at first you just have commentary on sports and then interject some of your political stuff on the blog, like have a section on the blog that has that. A lot of different ways to do it. Anything else, Julia?
One more thing about Bilderberg Group. How can these guys literally think they can get away with all these crimes that they're doing? How come you don't see lawyers out there?
Well, they've gotten away with so much before, because power gets away with power until people finally fight it. I got to jump. Appreciate your call, Julio. Talk to you for hours. I get to others. Uni, I believe I'm pronouncing that, in New York. You're on the air.
What's going on, Alex? How you doing, sir?
Good.
I had a question, because I haven't been watching your show for too long, but just to be brief, I've been incarcerated before in New York, right? And I hear, you know, I know this is a Patriot show, but I wanted to ask you, like, because I've seen the show that you did with Amy Allen when, the guys you were talking about, some guys that beat her up or something.
Yes.
The question I wanted to know was, like, because I deal with, you know, like the hood, and, you know, actually your name is big in my neighborhood and a lot of places in Brooklyn and everywhere else. But anyway, where do the gangbangers, the felons, and the so on, people trying to correct the mistakes that they've made fit into this whole picture?
Well,
like, are they just like the bad guys, or like?
No, absolutely not. I mean, people, when they're young, that's why until you're 17, 18 previously, that was sealed. Because yeah, there's a lot of founding fathers and famous people that stole watermelons or beat up the neighbor or got caught running moonshine in the old days. And so that's why when you're young, you do stupid stuff. I mean, I was never a criminal, but I stole beer a few times out of golf carts. And, you know, I didn't really start fights, but I probably went overboard a few times, put people in the hospital. And so all of that got sealed. It's no secret. I never got in trouble for stealing beer a few times. I'm just telling that publicly. So none of us are perfect. Nowadays, you get caught stealing beer, you go away for, you know, 10 years, and, you know, they call you Al-Qaeda, and they're now trying to upload the juvenile records so people don't have any rights. But none of us are perfect. A lot of times you're with friends with BB guns walking down the railroad track, and your friends start shooting people's cars with the BB guns, and before you know it, the cops pull up, and you barely get away. You know, I wasn't out shooting people's cars with BB guns, but I was with kids doing it. And that's why the number one, parents need to keep their kids away from other bad kids and explain to your kids, look, you start seeing other kids doing something wrong, it's going to ruin your life. Just leave. So what if your friends are there and they're not going to call you a wimp? You say, I'm going home. But no, you're not bad. The government ships the drugs in, hoping you'll see all the bling, hoping you'll get caught selling them for them so they can put you in their private prison that's bought and paid for with laundered drug money. So they make money at every level of the scam. That's why these guys are master crooks, master architects of corruption. So, I don't pass judgment on anybody, sir. I mean, you know, I've done plenty of bad things myself. I mean, I thought I was a tough guy when I was a teenager, that I'd put a few people in the, you know, hospital where they could never think straight again. That isn't something I'm proud of now, even if they started to, you know,
we all grow. That's why they want 18-year-olds for the military, because they're young, dumb, and full of you know what. And that's why we got to protect our youth and just hope they survive long enough to get wisdom. And so, no, I'm not in judgment here.
Okay, because I was locked up with a lot of rough guys, but you start seeing that they just made bad mistakes. And then I can't tell, like, because I heard the guy early on your show with the bike, the motorcycle gang thing. And, you know, I look at it because it's all relative. You know, like, I know some dudes that's involved with gangs. They're good people, but I don't know how to come at them, because if I'm saying, well, if you got locked up for gun possession or whatever, you'll never get a gun anyway.
No, that's bull. Like, they deserve to have guns. It's a criminal system where they set up the society in Chicago and New York run by criminals. The higher ups get the lower levels to do their work for them. Then they take your Second Amendment away. But the whole, no, it's all ridiculous. Look, I don't care if somebody's been caught with a gun. That's the government being criminal, making normal behavior criminal. Okay, who I want is Donald Rumsfeld, who said the government's allowed to run child kidnapping rings and DynCorp can do it and nothing's going to be done. Those are the real criminals, the masterminds. Look, I appreciate your call. I got to start getting to this now or I never will. But we're going to go to Garrett and Cody and Shamer if we have time. But I got to play this. Now, this is Glenn Beck doing his fake crying for Esquire. Or is it GQ? I forget. Is it GQ or Esquire? Point is, they shot video of it. He knew they were shooting it, of him doing fake crying. Now, he does the exact same fake crying almost every night when he says, I love America, we've got to arrest the 9/11 truthers. They're with Al-Qaeda. And he goes, so I just wanted to show you this because it's fake. And everything, and he knows he's in the cover of magazines known for crying and his fakeness. He's meant to make conservatives and libertarians look bad. At the same time, here he is making himself cry. But then he's also meant to sucker in a lot of conservatives and people to believe he's good so he can then stab him in the back and say the FEMA camps aren't real. Go ahead and fade the audio up on this.
Instant sadness.
Now here he is posing for the cover of a magazine as if he's crying. Yeah, it was GQ. I got the two mixed up.
And try to keep your eyes open. I know it's probably like impossible.
Now when he's on his show, he's laughing at his viewers staging the crying.
You haven't got a runny nose.
No, it's running down my eye.
Oh.
Okay, so there he is being faked there. It's all a big joke to him that he's conning everybody and getting $50 million. Now, let's go ahead and go to the other video. And I'm going after this guy because he's a complete phony. I mean, if you're with the New World Order and attacking us, that's fine. Just admit who you are. Him, he's saying he's with us. Now, this is him on Fox. Go right to the part where he's going, I just love America. I'm sad. And he's not really crying. It's fake. Here it is. We don't have it yet. Here it is. Because all day I've been wanting to play this. Here we go. All right, we'll just come back after the break and play it, because that's not the part there. Can we get two computers in there so we can switch back and forth? Because I know we got the worst internet in America in this office. When we come back, we'll try to play for it. We'll see if we can. All right. It's not my IT people's fault either. The place we chose said they had cable modems and everything. They don't, so all we have is T1s. And I guess T1s are like today's dial-up or something. All right, I'm Alex Jones. Final segment straight ahead. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive21.com now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
I love doing this radio show. I make a lot of mistakes. I'm not perfect. But at least I'm for real, and I'm fighting tyranny, and I get to know all you people. So I salute all of you out there that love freedom. Crank it up, baby!
I'm what's left. I'm what's right.
Absolutely. Man, there's all this news, but I want to take a few final phone calls, too. Son of Shaw says protesters' defeat could lead to nuclear war. He definitely wants a coup. Vaccinate Canadians under 40, natives first. They say Canada's preparing to forcibly inoculate the entire population. That's out of the National Post. Mainstream news is admitting that polar bears can swim and their numbers are actually up. It's all lies. Usually the media shows these photos and says, look, it's drowning. When they hunt out on the ice floes. But finishing up with Glenn Beck. Okay, we have the clips now. I showed you footage of him putting stuff in his eyes to fake cry. But that's for a photo shoot. But it's the same stuff over the top on TV. I just love America. We got to arrest the people, the 9/11 truthers. They're with Al-Qaeda. I'm scared. Let me have a CIA operative on. What do we do about these Americans? Ban their free speech. I agree. It's how we defend America. I'm Glenn Beck. And he's meant to make all conservatives and libertarians look stupid. He's meant to discredit anti-New World Order to the liberals while at the same time telling the right wing, oh, I'm going to look into the camps. I think they're real. And then, oh, I'm sorry. I promise. I just want to tell you the truth. They're not real. It's all lies. The government cares. Now, they are building some for emergencies, but those are good. I'm your friend. And he does it. It's like a sick joke on everyone. It's some kind of psyop, folks. Go ahead and cut to him. This is him doing fake crying on TV. Here it is.
Have gathered. We're even going to join some people in the hills of Hollywood, California. Yes, believe it or not, my producer, Stu. No matter where you are right now, the message is clear. You are not alone. I'm going to show you how an idea that started with a single phone call on my radio show has grown into something that millions are now participating in. But the show isn't about me. It's not about the president. It's not about parties or politics or anything else. It is about proving that the real power to change America's course still resides with you. You are the secret. You're the answer.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I just love my country. And I fear for it. It seems like the voices of our leaders and special interests.
That's
media,
enough. Yeah, like Fox News special interests telling us all global warming's real. You mean those bastards? The Wall Street Journal telling us it's all real. They've got a chemtrail us to keep us safe. You mean this? We're out of time for calls. For those that are holding, Garrett, Cody, and Shammer, you can call back tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. Go back. Let's go out, though, with the video of him admittedly fake crying. It's the exact same thing. This CIA operative, it's all a big joke to him. They get off on the fact that you're gullible. Stop being gullible. You know what you do? You know you're good. You know you're pro-liberty, anti-New World Order. You activate. You take action. I don't care if it's a newsletter to 10 of your neighbors that you met, that you write up a few articles you think supporting every month. Hey, Bob, got a newsletter I'm doing. I want to give it to you. Tell me what you think of it. Oh, look, there he is. Oh, practicing crying for his slaves. He's here to Judas goat the resistance to the New World Order and slit our throats, get our confidence, and then discredit us. Oh, it's sad sometimes. Great job, crew. Great job, everybody at Genesis. Great job, AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, Internet, Satellite, everybody. Keep spreading the word about the show, the real resistance, not the weird, disgusting counterfeit Glenn Beck. Tell folks about PrisonPlanet.tv and the free podcast, now downloaded by over 155,000 people a day at InfoWars.com. Absolutely free. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you back tomorrow, 11 to 3. Retransmission starts now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hang on. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.